It's time for Windows Weekly. The big day is finally here. It's July 29th. Time to install Windows 10. Can I do it? In the space of a show, Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley will answer your questions about Windows 10. We'll talk about what we know, what we don't know. It's exciting. Windows 10 Day is here next on Windows Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley, episode 424, recorded Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. Start me up. Windows Weekly is brought to you by Igloo Software. Igloo is an intranet you'll actually like. Use blogs, calendars, file sharing, forums, task management, wikis, and more to work better together with your teams. Sign up now and try it for free at igloosoftware.com/twit. And by lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/windows. That's lynda.com/windows. And by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites, including social networks, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter with a free 4-day trial now at ZipRecruiter.com/windows. It's time for Windows Weekly, the show where we cover Windows, Microsoft, all the latest news. A big day. It's party time. Get out the balloons. Get out the happy faces. It's time for Windows 10. Paul Thurrott is here from Thurrott.com. He's actually in Lyon, France right now on vacation. His vacations go all summer long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You're a writer. These kids are out of school. You should be able to do whatever you want. You can go. You can do your job anywhere.
That's true.
Yep. Mary Jo Foley's also here from allaboutmicrosoft.com. She doesn't need to go on vacation because New York City is the best place in the world.
Is a vacation.
It is a vacation living in New York.
It is.
So, what is there to say? It's launch day.
We're not really going to talk about Windows 10 again, are we?
Okay, I'm not
going to talk about Windows 10.
Mary Jo had a review of Windows 10, but have you used it? I don't mean to be mean or anything, but weren't we saying how you weren't going to like use it for a while and stuff like that?
Well, a week ago, Microsoft gave me this.
Ah.
And they said, come on, put it on your laptop. You're just
cagey.
Try it.
You're
just cagey. See what happens.
You're cagey.
So I did. And I put it on my Acer S7, which was my Windows 8.1 laptop.
Yep.
And my verdict is it's not going back to Windows.
You like it.
I like it.
Awesome. Yep. That's really, you know what? That's actually the, we know Paul will be using it because he, you know, he's Paul. But if Mary Jo says it's the one to
There's
go.
There's something wrong with that guy.
Well, it's kind of your job, and you kind of always have to use the latest version. You're writing a book on it. I mean, it's to me, you want to hear the person who is reluctant and hear what they say. And the reluctant Mary Jo, you say you like it.
Yeah. You know, and the reason I was reluctant wasn't because I didn't think I was going to like it. It was just I didn't want to go through all that preview hassle that I saw Paul and others sweating through. So I thought I would like it more than Windows 8. As somebody said to me, that's a low bar for you since you kind of hated Windows 8.
You have Windows 8 on your S7. I mean, that's what it came with.
It did. Yeah. And I just left it there. But I really did not like using it because it was an operating system developed for touch first. And I almost never touch my touch laptop. I use it with a mouse and a keyboard almost always. Paul's even seen me do this in a limo using it with a mouse.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, I'm with you. I am with you. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
But your review is titled Goodbye Windows 8. Hello Windows 10. You are sticking with it. Yeah, that's really interesting. Now, how about the bugs? Because and Paul, you can jump in on this too, because I have heard that even this release version is not bug free.
Right. I mean, I guess that's part of Windows as a service now, that it's never done.
Yeah.
They can always be patching and updating it and fixing it. And this RTM build actually RTM'd a couple weeks ago. It's the one we thought it was, 10240.
10240, yeah.
Yep. So they've, you know, they've made some security updates and other kinds of fixes to it, which download onto your machine when you get the RTM bits. But yeah, there's still things that aren't working the way they should. And for me, one of the big ones is OneDrive. But we kind of knew that was going to be a mess, I feel like. Paul's going to take a little nap.
Hey, man, I need
He'll
a,
be back
I need
later.
A modesty lower third up. There we go. Okay, much better. Modesty lower third. I got to change this to France. So I see London.
Did
I see
you just
France.
Faint when I said OneDrive? Is that why you keeled over?
No.
Yeah. OneDrive. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We knew they had removed the placeholder feature, which many people loved. And, you know, I actually wasn't a big user of the placeholders. So I thought I would be okay with OneDrive. But it works a lot differently than it does in Windows 8. And for several days, I couldn't even get my Notepad documents to auto-save to OneDrive. I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong or how to make that happen. But somehow it is magically happening now. And I don't think I did anything to make it happen. So, yeah, that's one. OneDrive, it's a little iffy. And, you know, there are a lot of things that are on the OneDrive roadmap, like the updating of the sync engines and getting OneDrive for Business to sync correctly with OneDrive Consumer and getting the placeholder replacement back. So there's a lot to come on OneDrive. I think for me that was the most confusing part, though, of the operating system once I installed it.
Otherwise, go ahead, Paul.
Well, I was going to say, what were you using before mostly? Like, what were you using Windows 7 more than Windows 8.1? Or
I use both. I still use Windows 7 on my main machine and Windows 8.1 on my laptop.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Windows 10 client for OneDrive is the same as Windows 7. No?
Oh, really?
It seems like it. I mean, I had been using Windows 8.1, you know, Windows 8 whatever for a long time. So I found the OneDrive thing to be a significant step back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. And I used one. So it's back to kind of 7 style, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
interesting. So. I
yeah. I think it probably is, but I'm wondering if it takes some time for the thing to start working the way it should. Because I feel like.
Can you hear it?
Yep. There's no
you know
doubt
what
about
I mean?
That.
Like, yeah. Like when I installed Windows 10, it took a while for everything to sync, my photos and everything.
Oh, it's awful. The sync is awful. Yeah.
It was just taking forever. And then I was trying to sync my files on my PC with my cloud files. And I noticed sometimes it would sync really quickly and other times it would be like a day later. And I don't know. I was syncing them the exact same
way. It will sit there and say processing changes for several hours.
Yeah.
You know, and sync nothing. In fact, OneDrive is one of the things that I think kind of stinks. The only thing I would just say, and the reason I didn't really ding them too hard on OneDrive is that I have over a terabyte of stuff in OneDrive. It's a big deal for me. Being able to see everything with placeholders in Windows 8.1 is wonderful. I don't think that's the norm, and I don't think many people have that much stuff in OneDrive. And I think a lot of people, frankly, that are going to be upgrading are coming from 7 anyway, and they can sync everything they have in OneDrive, and they won't even notice the issues that I have with it. But I, during the Windows 10 beta timeframe, have switched over to using Dropbox for a lot of my document type stuff, including all of the books, because Dropbox is hundreds of times faster. I mean, it's not even close. It's a lot more reliable, and it's much easier for sharing things with other people, which I need to do with co-authors for books. And I just find the experience to be night and day. I mean, granted, you have to pay for Dropbox, but you know, technically, you have to pay for OneDrive too. I mean, either through an Office 365 subscription or whatever.
My biggest pleasant surprise, the one that I wasn't expecting that I would like that much, was Edge, the new browser.
Yeah.
Because I guess I was jaded. I was not an IE fan, and I mostly use Chrome. Even on Windows 7 or 8, I pretty much use Chrome. So when I did try Edge, I was surprised how fast it was and how well it rendered pretty much every site that I visited. I didn't hit any sites that said, oh, because of legacy, you have to use IE 11 now. Everything I go to seems to work in Edge. My only qualm about Edge is right now you don't have support for, what do they call them? Not plugins.
Plugins, add-ons, whatever. Yeah.
Add-ons. So I have my settings set to block pop-ups, but all kinds of other ads that are not pop-ups are constantly popping up in Edge because you can't put any kind of a blocker on the browser right now. And so that's making me go back to Chrome right now until they support extensions, because it's just such a bad experience, not because of Microsoft, because of the content providers and what they're doing.
Well, Edge, they've pledged to add the extensibility stuff to Edge by the fall, and I've seen this kind of weird argument against Windows 10 from some people who said, you know, it feels incomplete, like this thing isn't ready, it's not done yet, and I really don't feel like that's true. But Edge is the one place where it's a brand new product. I mean, and browsers are complicated. And I think the core stuff is there. There's some neat extra functionality around, you know, writing notes on web pages and things, and the reading view thing is nice, although we had that in IE and other browsers. There's some nice stuff in there, but the lack of extensibility, I think, is a big deal. And then there's kind of a laundry list of features that I think people got used to from IE in particular that are just not available in the browser. And they won't all impact everyone, but I think you know how it is with anything. I mean, everyone has the one feature, the one app, whatever it is that they use. And when that thing's missing...
Yep.
That's for a lot of people. When you stop and you say, well, I can't use this. And so for you, you're talking about like an ad blocker or whatever. That's to you is kind of a baseline thing for a web browser. And when it's missing, it makes it like, well, I want to use this thing, but it's not quite there.
Yeah. Hosts is gone too, right? Is the host file? The host file? I saw somebody said that. But is it still there?
I bet that. It has to still be in Windows. It's Windows, Leo. It'll be gone.
Because that's something advanced users use the hosts file for all sorts of interesting things like ad blocking. Is Briefcase still available? I'm sorry. I couldn't even finish the sentence.
Is Briefcase.
Somebody in the chat room asked, Webb asked, hey, I'm using Windows 7. Is there a reason to go to Windows 10? How will it be different?
That's an interesting question. So I did upgrade my Acer laptop, which was Windows 8 to 10, but I'm still running Windows 7 on my desktop. And I did have a reserve copy on here, and now I actually unreserved it because I'm like, do I need
What's
it
the point?
On my desktop?
A lot of the stuff that's neat about Windows 10 makes more sense on a device that's touch-based, that has... some of the hardware you would have for things like Windows Hello or Continuum or whatever. And I think the issue with Windows 7 and upgrading and whether it makes sense, et cetera, is that those systems are old enough where you're not really going to take advantage of that stuff anyway. And what you're left with is a very familiar system. You know, it looks a lot like Windows 7, has a start button, start menu, et cetera. But these people typically are literally running web apps and Windows desktop apps, and that stuff all kind of works the same on Windows 10. Yeah. So why go through that process? I mean, what if it fails, et cetera?
You know, when you ask Microsoft that question, their answer is because of what they've done with security. But some of those features that they built in for security, like Hello, you know, which is the authentication technology, you have to have the right hardware to use a lot of these things. I think I would like to see them talk more about what did they do under the covers, not just that kind of like fingerprint facial recognition stuff, but like some of the stuff they did inside the operating system that they believe makes it much more secure. That might entice me to move to it on my Windows 7.
And you never really know what that is, unfortunately, right?
Right.
Well, you know what some of it is. You don't have to take their word for it. Some of this stuff happened in Windows 8, by the way, right? So there was a bunch of advances that occurred in Windows 8 that nobody knew about or even saw because, you know, it was Windows 8 and nobody cared. Microsoft, of course, was pushing the touch, mobile, blah, 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 whatever stuff, understandably. But I think some of the security advances that you could kind of chalk up as being an advantage over Windows 7 also occurred in Windows 8. You know, and so by skipping that generation, you're kind of missing out on two generations of Windows versions when it comes to to everything, not just security, but other features as well. But I just think for the typical usage, most people on Windows 7, it's not going to be a huge difference usability-wise. And maybe not enough of a difference to bother. And those people typically going to have third party AV and anti-spyware solutions. And
it's funny. I don't. If you asked me, if you said to me, well, would you rather you, if Windows 7 and Windows 10 had identical user interfaces, if front facing stuff were the same, which would you rather use? I would say Windows 10 only because one presumes that they've added more stuff. Now, that's not universal. Steve Gibson would say, oh, no, I would stay with 7 because I know it's been patched and banged on. And anytime you introduce a new operating system, there's always going to be the risk that there's new flaws that haven't been discovered and patched. So
there's no answer to this.
There's
question.
No right answer, it's, I guess. Yeah.
Right. There are good theories and good conversations to be had in either direction. There's no way I would ever say that that's wrong or whatever. Right. I mean, I think that the thing is, you know, someone who's on Windows 7. They haven't been rushing to upgrade as it is, right? So
why rush now?
Why would why? And you know, maybe you're thinking, so you've got this Windows 7 PC you've been running for X number of years. Maybe the logical thing to do is at some time in the future, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, whatever it is, just buy a new PC. And at that point you get Windows 10 and you won't even have
no pain. Yeah.
Right.
And there might be extra benefits of having hardware that has Windows Hello capabilities or whatever.
I'm told that there is a host file. Somebody in our chat room.
Yeah, I was going to say this
I've
guy.
I've edited the host file, so I know it's still there. Yeah. Good news. Yeah. How has the upgrade process been so far? Are we getting reports from the front?
Well, yeah.
let me ask the chat room: how many of you have upgraded, and how many of you have upgraded well? You know, has it been okay?
The feedback that I've gotten, and I think Mary Jo as well, has been across the board. But, of course, we hear a lot of the complaints because we're on Twitter. And,
right.
You know, there is a – let me see if I can find it. There was a fairly common error.
Yeah.
Era.
What was that error? Wow. Massachusetts.
Era? I know. Sorry. That's how they say in France.
Yeah, I know.
You can't get rid of that. Yeah. I mean, for me,
there's certain words
you know, it was interesting – for me, even though I upgraded using the USB drive, I was worried because, remember, I didn't get that icon saying upgrade to Windows 10. Right. So I kept thinking, oh, no, have I got some drivers that don't work? Every single thing worked. I didn't have a single problem. Like every driver worked. I didn't have to do anything. So that was a very good thing to know.
I
was worried since I didn't have that.
Right.
Off the top of my head, I have upgraded and or clean installed Windows 10 on almost 20 PCs. Five mini tablets, and some of these multiple times. And I honestly, you know, back in the beta, there might have been issues with drivers, et cetera. But as we move toward RTM and to RTM, I've had no major issues at all. I mean, I realize that's not necessarily representative of the world. But, I mean, I think as an individual, to be able to have that many systems, you know, to test, I've seen really positive results.
And that's with
now
10,
that said.
That's with 10 to 40, or that's with all?
Well,
no, it doesn't seem like many, if any, have had problems in the chat room.
So the big one I'm seeing is it's an error that's called, it's 802.400.20. And a lot of people see that. And I asked about it on Twitter because I've gotten so many emails from people who have seen it. But I haven't had a chance to look and see if anyone has... got a solution for it.
So since we talked last a week ago, had the bits been downloading? It sounded like people were getting them. People who had accepted the invitation were getting them, that there was a hidden folder created and bits of Windows 10.
I don't know how soon that started, though. It seems like that actually didn't start till a couple of days ago. I know insiders got RTM, you know, a week or more ago, you know, depending on the PC. Yeah. I mean, that happened a while ago.
So, if you didn't get the pop-up like Mary Jo didn't, what do you do now? Should you just go to Windows Update? Will it be there?
Okay, so, no, not yet, probably, but there are a couple of options. The best one maybe be to wait, because one thing that Microsoft told me... it was actually this week. It feels like it was two weeks ago. But right before I left for France, I spoke with Microsoft. And one of the things that they told me was that the way that they're slipstreaming non-insider systems into the update process, meaning the world, you know, is they have this matrix of configurations, PC configurations. And at one end, they have the ones that they know are going to work great because it's just a collection of devices for which they have all proper drivers and everything's going to go great. And then down at the other end is the black hole where there's lots of problems. And what they want to do is get as many people who have all the good stuff updated as quickly as possible. So it's kind of random to the user in the sense that I've heard from many people where they say, well, I have this one PC and it's brand new and I'm not getting the icon, but I have this other one that was like a couple of years old and I did get the icon. What you would think it would be the other way around. But it really, it doesn't have to do with the age of the system or what OS it's running. It really has to do with the components and the drivers that are available and so on. And so the ones that will go first are the ones that just happen to be in the known good part of the matrix. And, you know, that will improve over time. But anyway, to actually answer your question, the... If you don't mind gaming the system a little bit, the one thing, and by the way, be sure, you know, do the recovery disk thing, back up your system, all that kind of stuff. Just go download the ISO because the ISO, the tool that makes the ISO, which is the same, basically the same tool we got for Windows 8.1, has an additional function in it, which is upgrade this computer to Windows 10. And so if you want to get it right now, even if your computer isn't in that good part of the matrix, anyone can do it. You just have to go download that tool.
Okay, and that's on the Microsoft website.
As far as I know, though, nobody who's actually having the bits downloaded to them today from Microsoft is anything other than a Windows Insider, right?
Oh, interesting.
By the way, so I should say that's supposed to be true.
Right.
But I'm not sure it is. Everything we've been told so far has been wrong. So supposedly on July 29th, which I think is today, only Windows Insiders are getting it. But Windows Insiders actually got it. You know, if you had a system that you had been running the inside, Windows 10 preview on, you got 10.240, you know, a week ago, 10 days ago, whatever it was. So I don't know. It's, you know, it's really not possible to say. I mean,
some people are saying in the chat room that they had 10.240 yesterday and were pushed something today.
The set of updates that came out.
That's just updates. Okay.
Yeah, but I had one guy say to me, my PC just randomly started downloading Windows 10 today, and I'm like, wait, that's not supposed to happen at all. And then was it
randomly or did he?
No, the person did actually reserve it, but this person was not an insider, and so then I had another person say the same thing, but they said it looked like it was downloading, but then at the end it failed. So I don't know if that.
Fail early, fail fast.
Because the thinking is the reason they wanted to do this was have all the insiders update, watch the telemetry, right? See if there's any big problems, then update a few more people, see how it's going, how are the problems, keep going like that, and not just download everybody and then say, wow, we have all these problems, right? That was the thinking about why they staggered the release.
Given that insiders got it early, I have to think they're sending it out to anybody today, and not anybody. You know, the people that are the people with PCs that are in the good part of the matrix.
Well, I'm downloading now because I didn't get that. You know what? I was a Windows Insider, and as you remember, I installed an ISO on here last week, and it was a mess because I hadn't been keeping up with my ISOs. So I just restored this to the original Dell condition and ran the updates.
Yep.
And I don't see the pop up anymore. This is the XPS 13. And I don't see that pop-up anymore, right? So I'm doing what you said to do, which is I went to Microsoft.com, software download, Windows 10, and I'm downloading it. And in fact, this is better because I'm going to get the ISO. So that answers one question we all had. There is an ISO.
Raises other questions as well, by the way. To step back for one. Well, it does, unfortunately.
Step away from the machine? Are you telling me that?
No, the machine's fine. I've heard from multiple people now that they're not insiders and have gotten it today. So I think we can put that
one. Yeah, me too. Okay. I'm seeing that now. Yep. Okay. So some people are
Microsoft,
getting it
under promise, over deliver, Leo. You know,
I think that's the... Yeah, that's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
They told us, Microsoft told us not long ago that today would be insiders only. So I guess they decided...
Quite explicitly. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Although to the real world, they gave the impression that it would be coming out today.
Yeah.
Well, but remember they did that little step back where, in fact, tied into what Mary Jo just said, the day they announced this, what they said is starting on July 29th, we'll start rolling it out and it will go out first on that day to Windows Insiders and then other people in the days after that. So I think, you know, like I said, Windows Insiders got a little earlier. I think, you know, they can hit the other part of the matrix, people are not insiders.
So here's what I'm getting after going to that Microsoft.com Windows 10 download. What do you want to do? Upgrade the PC now.
This is what I mean. So this step is new to Windows 10. In the Windows 8 version of this tool, you would go right on to creating installation media, I think that's
the second item, yeah.
So
I am going to create the installation media because that will save us some trouble here at the studio, right?
So you think. But yeah, sure.
I mean, that's generic installation media, I presume, not just for this machine. Or no?
Well, no, as it is. And you'll see, as you do it, what you'll see is you have the choice of languages, obviously, 32-bit or 64-bit, and then which version of Windows 10.
Okay.
Windows 10 Home, Windows 10 Pro, et cetera.
Okay.
So you want to look at your system if you don't know and make sure you're getting the one.
You know
that
what? I'm gonna screw it. I'm just gonna upgrade it now.
Awesome. I like where your head's at, Leo. I think that's the right way to go.
You know, I'm just gonna.
And by the way, here's the reason you say it, because Microsoft has never bit me in the ass.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yep.
Okay. So I figured Alex probably already has the ISO anyway. So what do I worry about? That's not my job.
And for whatever it's worth, Dell today has shipped XPS 13s to people's doorstops that have Windows 10 installed. So the drivers are all there. Like everything that you need to get that system up and running properly is out in the world. So there's no reason why it shouldn't work. He says confidently from France.
I'm in France. I don't care. How fast is this going to happen, though? I mean, if there's, what did they say? There were about 600 to 800 million people who are eligible for this if they all try to download it today.
Sure. It's fair to say that many of the complaints I heard from people today involve the speed at which this doesn't happen, because you know half the planet is hitting Microsoft.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean that's understandable.
Normal people are just going to sit and wait for it. They're not rushing. They're going to wait till Microsoft says, "Hey, it's ready. Come get it." They're not going to be out today. Like
you're
I want it now.
Who are these normal people, and where are they?
They're people
from?
Like me.
Well, but people like you, I mean, like, in other words, normal people.
Yeah.
How aware do you think they are of this thing? You know, go ahead.
I can give you a funny anecdote about this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, my mom, who's running Windows 7, calls me and she's like, you know what? I just noticed there's this little weird button.
Oh,
I cannot believe my mom is noticing this. Wow. And so I'm like, yep. And she goes, I clicked on it. I'm like, yep. And she's like, it says I should reserve a copy. And I'm like, don't do this, mom. Don't.
I said, what if they run out though, Mary Jo? What if they run out?
A year.
I mean, you want to get in on the ground level of this.
Yeah, they could run out.
She has a year. I said, wait till I come home next time and I'll do it for you if you want. She's like, okay.
So. Hey, is that little pop-up going to go away now?
Yeah, once you get
No, just now. Is it just going to go away? No.
Leo, properly written software, no, you will never be able to get rid of it.
It's going to just continue to sit there.
Actually, the beautiful part is it will probably still be there when you're running Windows 10. So.
Is it? Did you imagine?
No. Well, you don't know. It certainly seems to be.
It would be so priceless and so like Microsoft.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No. Are you sure you don't want to upgrade?
I did.
No, but really, do you want to upgrade? I really think you should upgrade. Just reconsider. Yeah. Actually, I was just complaining about this today. It was not with regards to this issue, but something else. It was on my phone where I said, you know, there's nothing I like better than software that reminds me I haven't done something when I have, in fact, done it. And it knows that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the notifications you get. Like if you look at a Facebook notification on one phone and then you get the same notification later on another phone, even though you've already dealt with that notification, you know, that kind of thing. Like irritating.
Some people, somebody, Battlecam in the chat room is saying, and I have this folder. If you have a folder in your root directory, $windows.tildebt, mm-hmm. that you have the bits, but it doesn't mean you can run the setup in there. You have, which is interesting.
Yeah. It's like it is downloaded or whatever. And now it's sitting virus-like on your system.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And there's nothing suspicious about software sitting in the root of the CPU.
Nothing at all.
Right. I see. Clark Alasna says there is a statistic that Windows 10 is being installed on 16 devices a second now. And I saw there is a clock somewhere that's registering how many installs there are. I don't know where that clock is. It's somewhere at Microsoft.
Right.
But 16 devices a second is the rate today, supposedly.
It's probably the same clock that used to count down to the days until Windows XP shipped.
16 devices a second is nothing. Do the math.
No, but listen, this is the soft
That's
launch.
Terrible.
This is a soft launch, guys. This is a soft launch. This is not a Microsoft launch. Even though we're calling today the launch, today is the day when some subset of Windows users can start downloading an upgrade that is optional, right?
It's only 960 computers a minute. That's only 57,600 computers an hour. This is going to take a long time.
That's why they're staggering it, right? This is not meant to all happen today. And in fact, it would break the internet.
If all the people eligible for this at this rate did it, it would be 2 years. So they've got
The rest of us would be on Windows 11.
They got to pick this up. Pick up the speed, guys. Dan Rayburn, who is a Frost & Sullivan analyst and an expert on streaming media, says it could be the biggest internet day of all time, the most traffic day of all time. And I think that makes sense.
The most wonderful time.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, I think people want to know. People want to know what to expect, what's going to happen. Yeah. Should everybody
You would think that there would be some clarity around that.
Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, as the pilots always say.
I think the people that listen to the show, the type of people we interact with on Twitter or email or whatever, want this thing immediately. I think Mary Jo's mother, normal people, it may be a curiosity.
They may even have some trepidation. They may say,
you're going to burn through the enthusiasts pretty quick. I mean, at whatever rate, there were 5 million people in the Windows Insider program. I mean, maybe there are another 5 million people, out there. I mean, I think I heard the figure. I think it was many tens of millions of people, I think was said to me, had reserved this, which was much higher than they thought. They were thinking high hundreds of thousands that would reserve it.
Oh, okay.
You can take that as you will.
That's interesting, how do I find out what version of Windows I have so I download the right one?
What version of Windows?
I mean, Home Pro. Because I'm looking on my Dell thing. I mean, this is an OEM version of Windows. It doesn't say.
That's exactly. No, it does. It does say. So at the top, it says Windows 8.1.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That means it's the home or core version.
Oh, if it doesn't say Pro, it's not Pro.
That's correct.
Okay.
The problem with Windows 8.1 or 8X in particular is they didn't give a name to the home version. It was Windows 8.1 Core, but they didn't put that.
So I should get the home version if it doesn't say.
But there's one more thing you got to look at. If you look further down in that screen, about halfway down, it should say 64-bit or 32-bit operating system.
Yes, it's 32. It's 64-bit. Yeah, yeah.
So you want Windows 10 Home 64-bit.
Okay.
Obviously, US English.
And both, by the way, almost doubles the size of the download. So unless you know you need both.
Right.
Are there still 32-bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But definitely. And by the way, lots of them, including very recent machines. Think about all the Stream 11s and 13s, the Stream 7 and 8 tablets, the Dell Venue 8 Pros, all those mini tablets, 32-bit. Okay. I shouldn't say that. Wait, they're not necessarily. Well, most of them are 32-bit. It's technically
that makes sense. The cheaper ones, the Atom-based ones, things like that.
The ones that would ship with Windows 8.1 with Bing, 1 or 2 gigs RAM. It makes no sense to put 64, but there's no benefit to it.
Now, somebody's saying that the insiders got the Pro version, so what happens there? Is that right?
Well, depending on when you did it and how you did it, you might have, in fact, gotten the home version if that's what you had in your system. Okay. But like I said, earlier, I mean, some people had just installed, Windows Insider or whatever, and it was Pro, and I suspect they went right through all the way to RTM and got Pro, and none's the wiser. Well, so
everything's okay. You stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm a little annoyed that this Dell XPS 13, which is like $1,400, has the home version on.
I got an XPS 13 with Windows 10 on it, and it also has Windows 10 Home. I was actually a little surprised by that as well. Why would it? I don't know. I guess you could argue it's a consumer class device.
I guess you could. It wasn't a consumer class price.
An upgrade for $100.
$100. See, this is the problem Microsoft's going to have. They've now established a new price point, free.
Right.
But what are you missing out on? In other words, if you were to look at the features in Windows 10, I think the one thing I would ding them on, for example, like virtual desktops are available on all versions. You know, there are some power user features that are really available everywhere. Obviously, domain support is only in Pro. Hyper-V support only in Pro. That stuff doesn't impact individuals. I think the one thing they should have added to Home that they didn't is encryption support, meaning BitLocker and BitLocker to go, so that people can encrypt. Because you get this low-end device like a mini tablet of some kind. It only has 16 to 32 gigs of storage. So you say, well, I want to put all my data on a SD card, but you can't encrypt it. So if that thing pops out of the tablet, which is really easy to do by mistake, your tablet or SD card gets stolen, all your data is on there unencrypted. Aye. And Windows 8.1 Pro, you could encrypt that with BitLocker to go. I just say as a kind of a random tip to anyone who's listening to this, if you have another computer that has any Windows 8.1 Pro, Windows 10 Pro, whatever, you can encrypt that thing with BitLocker using that computer and then put it in the home computer and it will work fine. It actually recognizes it will work and then your stuff will stay encrypted. But it is kind of a weird lapse that Home doesn't have those encryption capabilities.
Yeah. All right, I changed my mind. I'm going to download the ISO. I'm.
You're wimping out on us.
Well, somebody made a good point in the chat room. I should never pay attention to the chat room while I'm doing things like installing Windows. That's just a recipe for disaster. But I think this is a good point. Was you want to do a clean install, don't you? Do I?
Well, here's the thing. So this is that I said earlier there were still questions around the ISO thing. It's not actually 100% clear right now if that's going to work.
Oh.
So here's what I would say to clean install. If you want to clean install, the best way, the safest way to do it right now is to upgrade your existing system to Windows 10.
Uh-huh.
And then reset it.
So that you get it activated.
Yep.
And then do a reset and wipe.
Right. Just in case. That will work. I mean, that will work. And so it is an additional step. I mean, when you do the upgrade, you could tell the upgrader, I don't want to keep anything because you're going to be wiping it out anyway. So don't go through the process because that way it won't copy the stuff back and forth. That takes a lot of time.
That makes
sense. Let it wipe it out. You get a semi-clean install, and then you can do a reset and you'll get
And let's take a break. But there's a whole class of questions about activation.
Oh, there. Listen, we will not be able to answer them all today.
We know none of the answers.
Oh,
it's sadly, Mary Jo and I have been kind of bold people and saying, just wait till July 29th.
It'll all be clear.
Now that the day has come, we are shown to be the frauds that we are because we still don't have the answers.
No, we don't know.
Got no idea. Okay, well, we'll try to give you non-answers and more. Lots more to talk about. It's Windows 10 Day. 7% on the download of the ISO. It's moving pretty quick, actually. Microsoft's got the servers heated up. That's pretty. 7% in 10 minutes? I'm happy. Our show today, we got a new sponsor. Going to welcome a new sponsor. Put on your party hats. Igloo Software. Igloo, Igloo, is an intranet that you'll actually like to use. You know what? An intranet. Anyone who's worked in a corporate environment know what an intranet is. That's the company internet, right? That's where HR information, all the stuff that you need. Actually, there's some good videos. So let me talk a little bit about what Igloo is. Maybe we don't say intranet anymore. We say cloud portal. So if you're using your company cloud portal to share files, to collaborate on documents, to blog updates, coordinate calendars, to manage projects. This is what Igloo's about. Everything also now, this is modern, which I really like. Everything is social. You can have comments and like buttons. And you know what? People at work know what a like button is. They want to have those kinds of capabilities in their company intranet. It's responsive design, so it works great on mobile. I think a lot of corporate internets still require IE5. This is not that. This is modern. Whether you're a large enterprise stuck using SharePoint or a fast-growing business overwhelmed by tools and platforms, you can now create an intranet that matches your brand. Look and feel. It's every bit as good as your public website. Every bit as good as the website your employees are using in the real world, and they'll be thrilled to use it. Igloo also, you'll be happy to know, offers a variety of access, authentication, and identity services to make sure only authorized users have access. In private clouds over SSL with 256-bit encryption, you get full access, unlike other solutions, full access to Igloo's entire suite of tools for one price, starting as low as $3 per user per month, and volume pricing is available. Government agencies use this. Companies like Hulu use it. Inventive Health, American Family Insurance, Ipswitch. Ipswitch. Sign up now. Igloosoftware.com/twit. And when you sign up through that link, you can get your own Igloo for up to 10 people free as long as you want. So if you're a small business, this is a great deal. Or if you just want to try it out, show the boss. Igloosoftware.com/twit. We thank them for their support and welcome them to Windows Weekly. It's nice to have a nice new sponsor. A good one, too. Very happy about Igloo. I'm now up to 12%. So that's moving faster than the Windows download counter, I believe. I wanted to look at that on the NeoWin. That's where that counter is, right?
Yeah, we don't know where that thing is.
So it's not public?
No. Nope.
They just found something?
Some guy tweeted it, and I saw a few people retweet it, but we don't know. There's nothing official like Microsoft right. saying, here's the counter.
Yeah. You know? Mr. Huggy. Yeah. I like saying the chat names. Gave us this link. Installing Windows 10 using the media creation tool.
Yeah, that's the ISO. That's the thing you just use, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But does it say you can do clean? If you want to perform a clean install on your PC, or your PC doesn't have an operating system.
Well, right.
The issue is activation, right?
By the way, the words you're going to see in there is going to be enter your product key.
Yeah. Enter your product key.
To which people are going to say, what now?
I don't have a product key. I have a Dell.
Right. Right.
They used to put it on the bottom, but they don't now.
It's in your BIOS or a firmware, whatever the firmware
it's in
is.
The and firmware. So, oh, okay.
The theory here is Windows can and should be able to
find it,
get that information, and right. it should be fine. And so the problem is, I don't know if I mentioned this already. I'm in France. I can't really test this on these systems. I don't know. You know,
here's
what I will say to people.
Okay.
It's just real quick, because people have done clean installs and it's not activated. I think I mentioned on the show a week or two ago, I was experiencing this with the 10240 build, and then a day or two later, it just was activated.
That's
and
what they're saying here.
Yeah.
They're saying if you upgraded to Windows 10 on this PC by taking advantage of the free upgrade offer and have successfully activated Windows 10 on this PC in the past, you won't have a Windows 10 product key.
Yeah.
And
right.
you can skip.
You can't skip over turn setup.
They
right,
say
right.
skip, and it will activate online automatically. Now, this isn't clear about OEM, though. You're right.
Right. So, we want answers, and we have questions. So, all I can say is give it a couple of days, because in my experience with the 10240 build,
right.
On some machines, including, I think, the Winbook I have with me here on this trip, did not activate immediately. And it literally had the desktop watermark not activated, et cetera. Give it a couple of days. I think some of it will clear out. Now, we're going to run into problems when they don't all clear out. But, of course, everyone followed the advice to back up and create restore disks and everything. So you'll at least be able to get back and, worst-case scenario, do an upgrade right from a clean version of Windows 7 or 8 or whatever.
Yeah. The activation server was taken offline for betas for a few days, so that was the other reason I think people got concerned. I got concerned because I wasn't
that's
able
true,
to activate.
But yeah,
so okay. that's why that's, I rolled back to 8.1. But if I had been patient, I bet you everything would have been fine.
It would have worked. Yeah, I think so. That certainly has been my experience.
Yeah, 15% now.
Leo, I think it is key for me to be able to explain something in terms that are absolute, that this will work.
It will work. And if it doesn't?
This stuff is like alchemy. I don't understand how it works. Kind I don't know is. That it will work. Yep. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know.
It does feel like it's starting to clear up. I know that...
yes, it is starting to clear up. Which is not the same as being clear, but yeah.
No, it's starting to clear up.
Yeah. We're trending toward clear. But
trending towards a clear sky. Partly cloudy, some chances of rain. But if you had a problem, you could always call Microsoft and they would activate you.
That's an interesting theory.
It is.
it sounds reasonable.
18%. I'm what I'm gunning for, it's probably a pie in the sky, but I'm gunning for having it installed before the show is over. So how long can you guys talk?
I was literally going to say, how long is the show? because
it took me an hour, but I didn't upgrade from my USB.
Yeah. And you did and you saved everything. In other words, you didn't upgrade. Keep.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. Yeah. I just did a straight upgrade.
Is that your advice? It probably is, isn't it?
It depends on who you are and what you're looking for. I mean, that type of upgrade is, I think, what most normal people want.
Yeah.
It will take longer because, you know, it has to take your data and your settings and move them over to another part of the disk, wipe out the disk, install it. It really does a clean install and it migrates your stuff back. And so it can be a time consuming kind of process, especially on lower end hardware.
Yeah.
So it's always going to take more time than if you didn't save anything.
So if your key is in BIOS, as it will be for many people who have OEM systems, it should...
By the way, dating back years. I mean, years.
Yeah. Because it's been out for, years.
Yes, there are 7 systems, that, literally, years.
So I have a Windows 7 system. I bought it in, let's say, 2009, 2008. I shouldn't have to worry about entering a key or anything. I just install it. It'll activate. I'll have Windows 10. Just to flatten this.
On an upgrade, you should never have to worry about it regardless.
Should be no problem.
That thing, it is genuine. It's activated. It doesn't matter if the key is in the BIOS. It will. That should work every single time.
And on a clean install, in theory, it's the same thing.
The key word in that sentence was theory. So,
if anybody's listening to the show, we've answered this many times, but it is free. It is a real. You now are legitimately. If you have a legitimate 7 or 8, you are now legitimately a full owner of 10. Right?
Until 1 year from now when, of course, Microsoft starts charging.
Stop that. See, when you say that now, people believe you and we have to answer the question again.
I mean, we all know that's what's really happening.
A year from now, you'll still own it. This free offer will end. And that's the other thing that's important for people to understand. You have a year to decide, right?
Right.
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 Yeah.
There's no hurry.
Yeah. And we should say this again. We should talk about what this 1 year thing is again, because I still am getting a ton of questions.
Exactly why I brought it up. Yep.
Right. So starting today, July 29th, 2015, till July 29th, 2016, you have the right, if you own Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, to download this for free. And after that point, we think Microsoft is going to start charging for the upgrade, but we don't know how much, and we aren't 100% sure they will. They are hinting they will. Right. So
I would guess it's exactly what they charge at retail today.
Yeah, probably.
$120, $200.
Yeah, I remember saying, remember when they were offering like the family pack, it would end up being like 15 bucks each. I thought, oh, they'll continue that. And they didn't. No. It was done. It was done.
Oh, I said the same thing. Yeah. And then they did remember Windows 8, there was a $30 upgrade. I thought, well, no one wants Windows 8. They're going to clearly they'll keep this in the market. Nope.
Right.
So presume they mean it when they say a year.
Exactly. And the other thing that people are confused about is, okay, so does that mean after the year, Microsoft starts charging me for the updates, the features, the security fixes? No, they do not. You do not pay anything after the year is over. I know, it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Surely, Mary Jo, after some period of time, there'll be a subscription fee that kicks in.
That will remove
the ads from some of the apps.
No, there is not. And in fact, Windows 10, once... starting today, there's a 10-year supported life cycle for the device. So as of today, you have 5 years of mainstream support and 5 years of extended support on your device.
That's great.
But doesn't the phrase Windows as a Service literally say in the title? Doesn't
I know. It that's what people. Everyone thought Windows as a Service meant Windows 365. We kept telling them for a year or two on the show that is not what it meant, we were correct.
Yeah.
One for the Windows Weekly dynamic duo.
Yay!
I think we are hardwired as humans to believe in conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah, I know.
The lion in the grass thing. Yep. And it's impossible to look at this and not try to read some fine print where you know they're going to screw you over at the end. Like, clearly, this is heading towards some future where Microsoft screws us over.
Not true.
You keep looking for the loophole, but in this one, there doesn't seem to be one as far as
we're waiting for Terry Myerson to slip up and finally admit that, yes, of course, we already have all your credit card information from Xbox Live. Thank you for doing that.
Right.
It is, $199 on Amazon right now.
I think the home version's $120. And that's, basically consistent with Windows 8.1, whatever.
You can buy. It's kind of nice, though. You get a flash drive with it.
Yep. Yeah. It's a nice flash drive, too.
Is it?
Yeah, no, so I believe someone told me this was available in that download tool. I hadn't looked since they told me this, but the flash drive that Mary Jo and I got has both 32 and 64. Oh, you didn't get
the cute blue one.
Right, but did you not, did it have the choice?
Yeah, I have both versions.
Yeah, so in other words, that's kind of nice. I mean, so it's a write-only desk. You can't read to it. It's a read-only desk. You can't write to it. But it has 32 and 64, which I've never actually seen in a Windows installer. And so if you boot the PC with it, you get a kind of a DOS-looking screen that says, which one do you want? And then it runs the installer for that version.
That's what I could have gotten on this download as well.
That's what someone told me.
But it's twice. It's 5 gigs instead of 3 gigs.
Oh, it must be humongous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of different bits.
Yeah.
And what's the story with the forced update? I saw a tweet, again, this is all fragmentary, that said, Microsoft just released a tool that will allow you to not have forced updates. Is that true?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, okay, so it is true in the broadest sense. So we've been talking on the show, again, every month about, you know what? You're going to have to take the forced updates, right? That's the condition of Windows as a service. You have to take these. And then this week, they silently dropped this tool that lets you hide and block updates.
Well, but hold on. So it's not quite that dramatic, right? So in Windows Update previous to Windows 10, you had the ability to hide updates, right? So if you're running Windows 7, or if you're in Windows 8 or 8.1, you have to run the control panel version of Windows Update. You can go in and select updates and say, hide these, meaning you'll never be, you never see them again. They won't ever try to install. But in Windows 10, this is, it's a separate tool. Although, by the way, why it's not built into the system is unclear to me. They're not critical updates, right? You don't have the option to turn off critical updates, security, which is the thing they're really concerned about. This is stuff like, drivers, for one thing. Because we've seen some weird issues with drivers.
But they did say, they have been saying to this point, if you are on Windows 10 Home and you take this free 1 year update deal, you have to take every update that we push, right?
So
they've said that.
Yes. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. My expectation is that this tool becomes part of Windows Update and Windows 10. And there's absolutely no reason why someone can't go in and say, I don't want Silverlight. I don't want, like in the old days, we would have gotten like Zune offered as an optional update. Like that's cute, but I don't want that, because, there's a checkbox in Windows Update that says, show me updates for other Microsoft products and services, right? And so in general, you might be interested in, Windows Essentials if they were still working on that, or Zune if they were still making that, or whatever. Silverlight would fall into this category. But you might not want all of it. And so it's nice not to have to uncheck it or, go over it while you're checking other things every single time you check for updates. So the ability to hide those things, I think, is important. It's been in Windows Update for years. Yeah. I think it still makes sense in Windows Update and Windows 10. I bet that's how it goes.
Yeah. They gave me a statement when I asked them about, did you guys just do a 180 and change everything that you've been saying? And they said, this tool is meant for use as a temporary measure, not ongoing usage. In other words, you aren't supposed to use this tool to go in and let's block every single update from Microsoft, right? I mean, what some people were portraying it as, which, I don't know if they'll actually stop you from doing that. But what we did know was if you halted taking new feature updates from Microsoft, you had a 4-month period where you could kind of put those on hold and test them. But then you eventually have to take them unless you're on the long-term branch, right? So if you don't take them. Right, you're going to take them or you're not going to get any more security updates, right? Yep. So yeah, I think that's still going to hold. So this tool is meant mostly for people who actually know how to do this kind of thing, like blocking, not normal people, right, who are going to go find this somewhere.
That's fair. And people have had problems. In other words, we had an NVIDIA issue over the weekend. And there's a lot of weird stuff around that. Part of it was NVIDIA, part of it was Microsoft, whatever. But as a user, if an NVIDIA driver update screws up your computer, you want the ability not just to get rid of it, which is built into Windows, but the ability not to see that version of the driver ever again. And this tool will let you hide that thing. And so in the future, there'll be a new version. It may fix the problems, hopefully. It's NVIDIA, so who can say. But hopefully it fixes the problems. And you want to get that version, not the screwed up version.
Yeah.
So it's all about drivers, really.
It's not all drivers, but I think I bet this was the impetus for it was the driver issue. Yeah. What percent are we on now? How are we doing over there?
53%. So don't stall.
Wow.
Nice. No, it's moving. Right. I'm actually impressed because unless
don't be Leo. It's we're not even close to home yet. So
yeah, you have a few more steps.
No, I understand, but I mean the download is the thing that a lot of people. I mean that's the.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The narrow part of the tube there, isn't it? The download?
Okay, but if and when this thing screws up, it's not going to be the download.
No, I got a better one. You want some link bait? Write the article now.
So few people are downloading Windows 10 that it's easy. Windows 10 is a failure, I could tell you, because I could download it fast.
I know.
More people bought an Apple Watch than purchased Windows 10. Sure.
Yeah, we'll see those headlines and we'll laugh.
Yeah, we just won't know. And then of course next month Microsoft will announce 20 million downloads.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Look, we can say whatever we want. I mean, I think that the neat thing about Windows 10, and this is something we haven't seen in a little while with Windows, is the reviews fairly universally
very positive.
Very positive.
Yeah.
Yes, even people who you thought might be it really isn't that good. Yeah. Nope. Surprising.
Yeah. You and I, Mary Jo, were disappointed with Windows 8. 8.1 made it a little bit better, but not enough. I've said Windows 7.
It was a step.
It was a step. But Windows 7 remained the best version of Windows ever. I think this Windows 10 has a chance at becoming the best version of Windows ever.
I was always a big fan of Windows for our groups, but I see what you're saying.
Oh, 3.1.1. That
Windows
was a classic.
Me. Yeah. Not he wanted 3.1.1.
3.1.1. That was the classic, my friend.
Yeah. 3.1.1 was Windows 95 without the new UI. But go on.
It was still a shell.
I think we should judge Windows 10 this fall when Threshold 2 is out, because that really will be Windows 10.
Fair enough.
Okay. Now, I wish you hadn't said that.
Sorry.
Now I got to figure out what the hell that means. It's like you're like the Oracle of Delphi. Are you inhaling natural gas? Okay, what does that mean? Would you? Yeah.
Yes.
I think Windows Threshold 2 is what they were originally. I don't mean that. I think what she's trying to say is that was the plan. That was Windows 10.
Threshold 2 is the fall release of Windows 10 that they had said. It'll come out in fall.
Yep.
And weirdly, it's coming out in July.
It's smoke and mirrors, Leo. This is all fake. This is just the preview.
You think you're running Windows 10. Why do you think Threshold, and it's not just Threshold, it's Threshold 2, because this is Threshold.
Right.
Why do you think that, Mary Jo? Why? Why? You're making me cry.
Paul was the one who actually got Dell on the record saying, Microsoft told us the launch of Windows 10 was this fall.
Yeah.
Then suddenly it was this summer. So the reason they moved it up to summer, at least in part, was to hit back to school. That meant you're going to get Windows 10 as it is right now. Microsoft's going to keep pushing out updates, fixes, security updates, new features. This fall, there's going to be a big bunch of features that come as part of this thing codenamed Threshold 2. That's what Windows 10 was really supposed to be.
The original vision for Windows 10. Or not that maybe the original vision. But
what's missing?
A lot of enterprise
extensions
stuff.
From Edge,
extensions. Okay, but is that Microsoft or is that third parties that do that?
No, it's Microsoft.
No, Microsoft.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of the things are outside of the core OS itself, but things like those Skype apps that they're building that are going to be the modern apps, the video,
missing in action.
They're not there. You can keep using Windows 10, and it's a fine operating system, but if you want to see the Windows 10 as it was envisioned by the team, I would say fall is the real Windows 10.
If you install a clean version of Windows 10 today, you'll see an app called Get Skype, and it's a universal app, and when it runs, it goes to the store, and it says you get the desktop app, and it goes to the web, I think, actually, and gets the desktop app. This was clearly not the original vision for Windows 10, where they were going to integrate Skype into the messaging app, which doesn't exist.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's
so that'll
other
happen
places.
In the fall, you think?
Yeah.
That's how, yeah.
Well, that's minor, though. I mean, that's not really.
No, of course. Well, no, but of course, but that's the point. In other words, at some point they said, look, we've never really made back to school. How do we make that happen?
Like, I see.
Where are we at with different things? And I think there was enough stuff done where they said, this thing's cohesive, it works, but we have this other stuff that if we had two or three more months, we would have been able to include. Yeah. That stuff will be in threshold, too.
So, but that's the icing on the cake. That's
it is. And, you know, a lot of it's business stuff, too. And the reason that matters less is because there are very few businesses who are going to update to Windows 10.
No business is doing what I'm doing right now, by the way, 67%.
No matter what. They could pay you to install it and do it. You know, that was never going to happen.
No. So they can wait because people who are going to deploy these really huge installations, they're going to kick the tires for a while. They're going to check pilot deployments.
You know, if I put this Windows 10 in ISO and I go over to our business department and I say, hey, good news, I got Windows 10 for you, they would physically hurt me. They would say.
Actually, they're probably wearing garlic around their necks. Yeah, they have like crazy fixes.
They would go, stay away. Yeah. And I don't blame them. What Windows 7 is doing exactly what they want it to do. They know how to use it. They don't need to be trained. They're not going to get any weird start menu.
I think we should upgrade it. I think we need to upgrade it.
You know what? Oh, a new YouTube video series. Elders react to Windows 10. We could just... business office reacts to Windows 10.
Right. Yeah, it'll be like a Hammer horror movie.
Yeah. 69%, my friends.
Wow. There you go.
I am stealing all the update bandwidth right now. I'm on fiber.
But when you say 69%, you're talking about the download.
That's all that matters, Paul.
Well, having run the Windows 10 setup program a few times, there will be another lengthy process that follows.
Will it involve a downloading?
It will involve a percentage number that grows slowly.
Yeah, because it's copying files.
Yeah. Sure.
But if I download this 3 gigabyte ISO... That's all I need. It's not like some stub. I'm not getting a 168K file that's going to then download the rest.
Actually,
I hope.
What you're downloading is an introductory video. No, you have
72% of 168 kilobytes. That would be sad.
Nice.
You're getting me all excited.
No, you're getting everything you need. And more.
I have to now stand up and wave at the people on the other side of my monitor because they don't get to see me. Because they have the obstructed views at Fenway Park. You know, you're behind a pillar. They got
it's
that
like
one.
The back of my head.
Yeah. They're just seeing a metal.
It's like a photo of the back of our head.
Put that right there. Hi. They could probably see the top of my head. Office Mobile Universal Apps. This is for Windows 10, right?
Yeah, they're out today.
Yay. So the first, okay, this is good.
Yep.
In minutes, when I have Windows 10 installed.
Many minutes, yeah.
Any amount of time can be measured
in minutes, yes.
What should I do next?
Go get Office.
Okay, that's so nice.
I saw this announcement. I'm a little confused by this because these actually were released like 2 weeks ago. So is this actually
today.
New?
This is new. No, this is the one for Windows.
No, but they were. Right. No, but they were out like 2 weeks ago.
The iOS ones and the Android ones have been out, the universal apps. But the ones for Windows 10 actually went final today and are available today.
But they were literally.
But do I need an Office 365 subscription? Which I have. But I mean, is that or is it for everybody?
You do to do things like author. Posts.
You mean,
yeah. If you want to just use it to read documents.
Okay. It's the read only version. Okay.
It's read and some very minor things you can do with it, but you need an Office 365. Yeah. So, okay.
But see, here's the thing. We were told some time ago that this was going to happen on this day. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. July 16th, 2015. Office mobile apps for Windows 10 are now generally available. Like they exited the preview.
I don't know. They have a blog post up today saying they're now available.
No, I know. You're right. I saw that. But I mean,
You know what? Maybe. I was thinking something else. No.
So here's my guess is they took the preview badge, off of the apps maybe on that day, and maybe these are. I'll download one and see if the version numbers have changed. I saw that. And I didn't have time to.
Yeah.
Look it up. I was a little confused by this because
Because there are no Windows Universal apps for Windows 7 and 8, right?
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah. But as
is this
of
the
now...
First, these are the first Universal apps we've seen.
Not yes. the very first, are they?
When I say Universal, sure. I mean...
Universal yeah, Windows Universal, apps. The new
Windows 10 apps.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the XAML apps.
Yeah.
We've seen some of those before?
Okay. This is a little bit confusing. So there's been a thing called Universal Apps for Windows that even existed with Windows 8, right?
But that merely meant they were like...
It meant really they could run on phones and PCs very little modification.
Okay. There's the word that the very little modification.
Right. But now, when you see something that calls itself a Universal Windows app, it means it's an app that can run on anything that has a Windows 10
One
core. So these apps can run
it.
On
yeah. That's the
Windows 10
stuff.
PCs, yeah. phones, yeah. HoloLens at some point.
Candy Crush. Am I going to get the Universal Candy Crush?
Yeah.
So I don't believe that has happened yet, but you could, of course, get it.
I think you can get it from the store now.
You can't get it from the store.
I have to go to the store. It's not in my download, my ISO.
Yes, we were told that this was going to happen automatically.
Right. I know. Well, let's be happy. Okay.
So there is some good news.
Is there anyone in the chat room who has the very latest version of Word Mobile or Excel or PowerPoint Mobile?
I do.
Anyone? Okay. Can you tell me what the version number is? Because I'm just curious if this differs from the version that was out on July 16th.
I'll look. Hold on.
We're asking the chat room, and maybe somebody will tweet us to at Paul Thurrott. What is your... Is it at Thurrott?
Paul? Sure.
Sure.
Yes, it is. It is.
Somebody's... J-Bob says, pre-installed Candy Crush Twitter and Flipboard.
Oh, really?
Huh. Well, okay. So those aren't actually pre-installed. I think those are links to the store.
Yeah.
I think if you clicked on it, you'd have to go download it from the store.
Ah, so it's like a stub that says, okay,
yeah,
we'll go
yeah,
get
that's
it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that only happens in Windows 10 Home.
Yeah. We're getting lots of questions from the chat room. Lawn Dog has a question that we've asked many times, which is why isn't there some sort of hash or verification that the bits we're getting aren't really the real bits? Yeah.
Sure. That's a great question.
Yeah, good question.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that question. Yeah.
it's almost like he's used the internet before and he knows how it works.
He's one of our most experienced Windows users. I always ask Lawn Dog for the tough question. 93%, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm excited.
As soon as this download finishes, the rest of the world can jump right in because there's going
to
be plenty.
Yeah, don't try to download it now. I've got it. I'm 94%. This is exciting. 95%. Somebody said he got to 85% and installed. But I think this really is a reflection of how busy. I assume they're using Akamai or some massive CDN, and they've got servers are overheating all over the world right now as everybody downloads the software.
I hope so. I hope this is an ecological disaster, Leo.
It's a nightmare. 96%.
I think it's important that you get this as quickly as you can.
The rainforests are tumbling as we speak. 97%.
Right. Somewhere Sting is crying. Does anybody have a version number on this thing?
Where do I even find a version number on this thing?
We're still looking.
So you probably go to File, the File tab.
Please, folks.
I don't have it in front of me.
Help us out here. Help a fella out. Will I be able to install this on my Winbook TW700? No.
Actually, yes. No, I successfully
did
that.
Excel Mobile. 174229. Oh, I just scrolled by.
No, go back.
It just scrolled.
Oh, you gotta go
99%, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here it is. I'll give it to you. 174229.161.0.
All right, that is.
Wait a minute. Actually, it now says progress 0%. Oh, it's verifying my download. So there's some.
All right, so the version I had on July 16th when the preview tag came off was 174229.10041.0, not 6.1. So it is a little newer.
Different.
Creating Windows 10 Media, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. I am ready to live large.
I wonder if it's creating an ISO that it will then install from.
Wouldn't that be amazing? No, I asked for the ISO version. I'm gonna put it on a thumb.
Oh, you asked for the ISO.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay,
man, is this exciting.
Oh, you went out. That's right.
Wow. Okay. That's. I was gonna do a little joke here, and this damn Macintosh. I'm giving up, Macs. Going Windows, man.
Leo, that is the single greatest sentence I've ever heard anyone utter.
I can't even play. I was going to play some music here to celebrate, and it won't even do that. Damn. Piece of junk. Well, it's still. Anyway, I will. I think there's a shot at having Windows 10 installed before the end of the show.
I don't, but that's the.
Gee of little face. Hey, we do have some good news.
I've done this a lot.
I know. You're well experienced. But this is a new day. It's July 29th.
That's true. I haven't installed it today.
It says, feel free to keep using your PC. Those are positive words.
It's yours, Leo. You know, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's someone else's.
Why am I not? What is wrong? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, our show today brought to you by Lynda.com. And, you know, I just got handed a note that says Lynda already has their Windows 10 courses online. It's so great what Lynda does. They work closely with the publishers, in this case Microsoft, to make sure that they're ready. And so in secret, they've been taping training for Windows 10, which is so sweet. So if you're now a happy Windows 10 owner, go on over to Lynda, LYNDA.com. They have 3,725 video courses in every aspect of technology, design, websites, Java essential training, understanding Microsoft Azure core functionalities, design patterns with Python, everything you could want. The Code Clinic. And I'm really pleased to say they've just put up their Windows 10 Essentials. Their Windows 10 training is online, lynda.com. Now, here's the beauty part. You can do this right now. You got 10 days free. So if you want Windows 10 training, you can do it. Let's see. Configuring Windows 10. There's a ton of essential training, Nick Brazzi. Windows 10 new features. Taking a look at Windows 10. And they also have a up and running with Windows 10 on the Raspberry Pi. Running Windows 10 for the first time. Setting up the computer. It's nice. They're ready. They're ready to go. Watch and learn from the best, the top experts in the business. At lynda.com.
Welcome to Windows 10 Essential Training. I'm Nick Brazzi.
Hi, Nick. Nice to see you again. Nick's great. So this is, you know what, for business, this is fabulous. A lot of businesses, including ours, have Lynda accounts so that their staff can get the training they need. You can do it for a hobby. You can do it for fun. You can do it for your work. Master office. Take better photos. Make yourself more marketable. They even have soft business skills. It is awesome. Lynda.com. Now, because you've got 10 days free, that's enough for you. I would just immediately just go there right now, lynda.com/windows, and sign up for that free trial. That way you could take this course. That's plenty of time. 10 days to learn Windows 10. And, of course, you'll find a lot of other stuff there, too. Lynda.com. Lynda.com/windows. We thank them so much. I'm a huge fan. I've known Lynda for more than a decade. I think the world of her. Lynda.com/windows for your free 10-day trial. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to say my PC is saying, give me a DVD? What?
Sorry.
Paul, don't be mean. You're just being mean now. No, I'm pretty sure somewhere in here it'll say, open DVD burner. What?
That's crazy.
What did I do wrong? Why is it asking
me? You know what? Okay, so all you need to do is use a third party utility.
Make sure you have the product key when you're ready to install. What? That's all a lie, right? I should just be able to put this USB key in.
Yep.
I
agree.
What the? Should be finish.
Okay.
I don't even have a DVD drive on here.
No. If you think back to what this little wizard was asking in the beginning, it said you can upgrade directly, you can burn it to a USB, or write it to a USB drive, or you can get an ISO. The wizard can only burn to
DVD. Yeah.
So you have the ISO. So what you need to do is use a third-party utility. I recommend Rufus because it will always work.
Rufus.
And you have to. Yep.
Okay.
So look up, search for Rufus US. That's right.
Yeah. And Rufus, and then it'll take the I, because there is an ISO file on my hard drive.
Oh yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah. The important point though is you have to configure it correctly. If that makes sense.
Why are you laughing, Alex? Just use this one. This says Windows 10 x64 threshold
just
one.
Use this. He's already made one.
It even looks the same.
Alex, let's make sure.
Is it the right? Which one?
I put a label.
64-bit home.
Is it 64-bit home?
It's pro.
No, it's got to be. You have to do the same one.
That's all right. That's all right. Remember, write pro on there, and I'll write home on mine. Write home if you get work. All right. So you think I clicked the wrong button?
No. I mean, I understand what you did. I didn't think of it when you did it. But it offers you the opportunity to write it directly to USB. Right. If you don't choose that and you choose ISO, Microsoft only has a tool for DVD.
I should be able to install it from that ISO file, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is an absolutely fine way to do it. It's just that you need to run Rufus. And then let me look at the screen so I can just tell you what
Chaka
to click.
Chaka Khan? No, I won't do this on the air.
Okay. The important point is you want to use UEFI style booting, not...
Oh, right. I had that problem. So I made this key, and then I had to turn it to legacy boot to boot the key, but then I couldn't write to the hard drive.
You got to just make one setting change. It will work fine. It will work fine every time.
And Rufus will tell me to do that, or you will tell me to do that?
Well, I'll tell you to do it. I mean, let me see if I can find it.
But what if I just copy the ISO so I have a copy of it?
Okay. Actually, you
know
can
what
do
I'm
this.
Saying?
You don't have to copy anything. Double click on the ISO.
And it'll install.
That will mount it, and then you can install from it. Yep,
right.
You can do
so that's what I'm going to do is make a copy first in case the install deletes it.
Don't worry about that.
What could possibly go wrong? So I'll just double click the ISO.
Yeah.
It's in the C drive.
That will work. It will totally work.
Okay. What else should people know?
This I have confidence in.
So, can you use the ISO to install from a network drive?
You could. I mean, it would be a little slow, but yeah, you could do that. You can mount off a network, yeah.
Yeah.
I generally do it via USB. For VMs, obviously, I go straight off the ISO. But yeah, there's no reason you can't mount it. This works. I never really think to do it, I guess. I just tend to burn it to USB and move it to all the computers. But yeah, you can do it right off the ISO. You can do this right now. There's no reason not to do it.
Except fear?
I mean, you clearly have a restore disk for this thing. You can get back if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, then don't worry about it. What's the difference?
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, to be clear, lots could go wrong, but you can get back. It doesn't matter.
Well, now the whole thing's gone away, so I don't know what's going on.
All right.
It said there'd be an ISO in my C directory.
If you use Rufus, it's going to ask you for the partition scheme and target system type. And one of the default choice is MBR partition, and you do not want
to do UEFI. I understand that.
That's the only thing you have to worry about.
Bitter experience, I understand that.
And it should be FAT32, but that's preset.
That'll be normal, yeah. Or you could just use DD.
Yep. I've not tried that. I'm just telling
you.
I'm
going to use Rufus. Yeah.
Okay.
Windows Media Center is going to be on here, right? I'm just trying to make Paul cry. He made me cry. I'm just trying to make him cry.
Sure.
Good job.
Yeah. No, but weirdly enough, there is a DVD player, right?
Yeah. Did you see this, Paul?
I did. I've not seen it. I've only seen it.
What are you doing with your right hand? Keep it above the table.
My Microsoft Band has caused a small rash on my wrist.
It's itchy.
It's itchy. I'm going to move it to the other wrist so I can get a rash over there.
Do you have a nickel allergy? That could be.
I don't clean myself, Leo.
Bathing is very important.
It's key.
Yeah. So I'm downloading Rufus while Mary Jo. Rufus 2.2. Well, Mary
Jo, I can talk about Windows DVD player.
Tells us about the DVD player. Why?
So, as we know, Media Center is not supported with Windows 10. Right. And Microsoft did say at the time they would be introducing something that they built, Windows DVD player, to make up a tiny fraction of what was no longer available. So I have a link in the show notes to this, but there are a lot of hoops to jump through to get this DVD player. You have to go back, I think, well, or at least be on Windows 7 or Windows 8.
So do this before you upgrade.
Do this before you upgrade. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a lengthy Q&A.
The theory here is this is supposedly what most people with Media Center were doing. Right. Playing DVDs.
No.
No.
Not.
No, I listen. Really. I said
no.
I said supposedly. No, this is what they said.
Now, will probably install the codecs you want for playback of DVD files.
But it's also
a
player application of some kind as well.
Right.
It's a player. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Windows DVD player. That's what it's called. That's all.
We were told... Okay, I'm sorry. My brain is going a little too
fast. You're still speaking more clearly than Microsoft.
I had heard Windows 10 would have a variety of new codecs.
That's true.
Including the ability to play back MKV files, the Matryoshka format.
That is true, yeah.
Does it support playback of DVD files, like the AVS files and all of that stuff? In other words, does it have an MPEG-2 codec?
In other words, if you could read it off of the disk.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. This is obviously kind of a legacy feature, and it's based on the notion that they've looked at usage data for Media Center, and that most people are using it to play these DVD discs.
Yeah, right.
So it's not about providing a high-quality, first-rate disc playback experience with Blu-ray and whatever. It's just about giving those people something that will replicate some percentage of what people were using Media Center for.
Most people, many people buy third-party DVD playback tools, right?
Yep.
Arguably, every single DVD player, every single Blu-ray player on Earth comes with software. It may not be great software, but it comes with something that lets you play the disc.
Okay, circling
this is
back.
Also only free for a limited time, which we don't know how long that is. So if you do want that, you probably should get it soon.
Probably the best thing to do if you want to know more about this is Google, site Microsoft.com. It's in their answers section. Yep. Getting the Windows DVD Player app is the name of the article. And I'm sure if you Google that, you will. Or Bing it. I'm sorry. What was I thinking? Bing it. And I'm sure you'll get the answer.
Sure.
Paul, should I select MBR partition scheme for BIOS or UEFI, MBR partition scheme for UEFI, or GPT partition scheme for UEFI?
GPT.
GPT is the more modern system.
Yep.
And it can be FAT32, or should it be?
I'm not sure. It's FAT32 that works. I would leave it at FAT32.
Okay, that's the
disk that Microsoft provides is FAT32.
Yeah. And I'm going to say Windows 10 Home. Oh, that's interesting. So they haven't moved to NTFS for things like USB keys. All right. Check device. Quick format. Create bootable disk using ISO image. Oh, got to find the ISO image. Microsoft stuck it somewhere, and I don't know where. It's not in downloads.
Yikes.
It's in some strange location.
Well, it should be on your desk. No, it's not in a strange location. So you didn't give it a... Okay.
No, they just did it. Okay. Oh, there it is. You're right. It is on the desktop.
It's called Windows 10.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just called Windows.
Oh, Windows. Yeah, Windows. Even better. So you know exactly what it is.
Windows. It's free. 3.11 gigabytes disk image file. That's the one I'm going to use. Now, Windows, standard Windows installation or Windows to go? What does that even mean?
What do you say this?
Choose if you want to run Windows from the selected device. Okay, I don't. That would be so you could actually boot Windows from the ISO, which would be kind of cool, but not really anything.
But that's not what this does. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start and it's going to now write to this. Look at that. Creating file system. All right. I'm just going to leave that alone. Still have the goal of having Windows 10 install before the end of the show by maybe next Friday.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know why I can't play this song. I really want to play this song. Okay, we're moving along. I think we've covered Windows 10. I don't see any...
Yeah.
Now
I mean,
Go ahead.
I would say one thing worth mentioning that we just found out about today. If you have Groove Music, which is the new renamed Xbox Music that you'll get, I think even if you're not on Windows 10, right, Paul, you can still get Groove Music.
They haven't renamed it on other systems except for Xbox
that's
One.
Gonna be,
but
right?
It's, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So as of today, Sonos is doing a beta for Groove Music.
Oh, good news!
I know. Yeah. How about that? Because you couldn't use Sonos speakers. Yeah, with Xbox Music. So if you go to their site, you can get in on the beta in a number of countries now. So that's good news.
Right. That's exciting.
For all of us long-suffering Xbox Music fans who wanted Sonos.
Yep.
Good news.
We've been asking about this since Zune was a thing. I mean, I think it's been forever.
Yep.
You're going to get a store. I'm
happy
for
New
you,
York
Mary
store.
Jo.
Yeah. Ooh, New York store opens this fall.
How exciting.
Finally,
Not a cart with wheels. It's an actual store.
A real store, like a really big store on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, my God.
Kind of close to.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I have windows. Wait a minute. I think it's Windows 95. Oh, well.
No,
we don't have a theme song, do we?
How much do you think that they paid?
Oh man,
the Rolling Stones,
millions and millions.
Yes,
those were good days, weren't they? 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah.
Those were ass kicking days. Leo.
Those were ass kicking days. Yeah. Now it's just, I think you have a Windows 10 ISO on your desktop.
We're going to have a soft launch and we'll just kind of see how it goes.
By the way, Rufus crashed.
Yes. I've never seen it happen.
Well, who cares? It doesn't.
Now it is.
You know, it's not.
Look, I know Alex is not busy right now. Maybe he could.
I'm going to do this. I can
he
do
has
it.
Nothing to do.
I can do it all by myself, Daddy.
Euro Alex could get on this.
I can do it all by myself. Those were the days. So, Fifth Avenue, right across the street from Apple.
Pretty close. 5 blocks away on Fifth Avenue. Yep.
Yeah, because that's a good location.
Hopefully there'll be like cannon turret type things at the top of the building.
Ready to board the Apple Store, sir. Oh.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Who knows? Maybe they'll do something there this fall.
We could do a show from there.
That would be
cool. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yep.
I'm game. I'm ready to do it.
When is this opening?
All we know is fall 2015. We don't have a date beyond
fall,
that.
Okay.
Well, just remember
if only there were some fall release coming, that would be an obvious time for this thing to open. That would be interesting.
Huh. So you guys use Sonos?
I wanted to get
no, because
some
we use Xbox Music.
Right, oh, so be. I never did. Right.
You know Mary Jo and I are the only two people on Earth that use this service. So.
You know what's actually...
now maybe we can get them.
But I remember when they were giving away all those songs. I have like 10 albums they were giving away for free.
Yeah.
And now I can play those on my Sonos, so that's cool.
End of last year was great. For that stuff, you know? It's funny because when I cleared out my Xbox Music collection recently, and the stuff that stayed was all the stuff I had bought or gotten really free or cheap or whatever from last year. So it's just kind of eclectic collection of whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I probably have 15 or 20 albums in there because of that, you know?
Is this, by the way, I think this is an image of the Microsoft store that will be opening up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
It looks like a some sort of raptor with a ninja cat.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
A T-Rex. And he's got, because his arms are short, he's got those little...
See, I take exception to that because as far as I'm concerned, his arms are exactly the right length and that he doesn't need longer arms because his mouth is so awesome. I don't understand why they had...
Have you ever seen a T-Rex do push-ups?
Sure. No, he doesn't have... He does it with his mouth.
Not pretty.
Sure.
And then there's a ninja cat with a Windows... What is the deal with a ninja cat?
No, I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah, it's kind of like the motivational symbol for Windows 10 that they developed inside the company, and it went viral. Stickers everywhere.
Is this Gabe All?
That is Gable. Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Is that an actual tattoo or maybe just Photoshop?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. Here's a Ninja Cat on the playing field at the Ohio State University. It's the Ninja Cat.
It's like an 8-bit Atari graphic. It's clearly a Ninja Cat.
Put it on an iPhone? Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, here's Satya Nadella. Wait a minute, I can't get this bigger. I want to get this bigger. Oh, I can't. Here's Satya Nadella talking to Stephen Elop. Elop is holding a Windows phone. Ninja Cat Dinosaur is eating Stephen Elop, and Satya's laughing.
Yep. This is his Fredo moment.
Looking, by the way, for people wondering what we're looking at, it's a whole bunch of different Ninja Cat art from a guy named Nick Gothard, who has a whole bunch of
many images. People don't know this, but I guess in the movie they never showed the backside of Wilson,
right?
But he actually had a Ninja Cat.
Yep.
Jaws, remember Jaws?
Yep. Narwhal.
Yeah, Narwhal. Is Narwhal part of the Ninja Cat thing? Oh, my God.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. The Planet of the Apes, they were carrying the flag. I like this. You know what this is? This is Microsoft being a little playful, which, it's hard to do. Oh, Machu Picchu with flaming unicorns. Ninja Cat from the halls of Montezuma.
That's good. I'm embarrassed I didn't think of that one.
The shores of Redmond Isle. All right. Enough Ninja Cats.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Did you tweet that, or is there some way people can find that?
Yeah, we have them in the show notes, too.
Okay.
Yep.
But the show notes, where do those go?
They go on the Twit site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I put them up in my I posted it as well.
This might be an offbeat question. This might be the question of the moment. Did you install your Windows 10 on a machine that had dual graphics chips ever? Have you ever?
Right. No.
So is that a driver? Is that another one of them NVIDIA driver issue things?
I'm not sure. It could be. Yeah.
Could be. All right. I'm just, I'm trying to give the chat room some chance.
Yeah, what do we got for questions?
Well, I've been asking them if there are more, I will continue to ask them.
No questions about Euro, Alex? I'm confused by that.
Who was that master?
Here's one. Clean Windows 10 ISO install. Will it accept a Windows 8 upgrade product key? This is more of this product key question, which is never going to go away.
It's an excellent question.
Is there some sort of summary that we could make that here's, what you need? Or
I think 1 week from now we're going to be able to finally say definitively how this stuff will work. But I would, if you are doing a clean install off the ISO on a system that ran Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1 or whatever, I just would prepare for failure. And by that, I mean create recovery media before you do the upgrade so you can get back.
Yes.
Back up any important data, obviously, which, you're clean installing, so you're blowing it away. You probably will not activate it right away.
That's the main thing. Be patient, because the activation
Just give it a couple of days.
Yeah.
But be prepared to, roll back. And then if everything fails, I guess what I can say is worst case scenario, and it's not super bad, is you roll back to the previous version of the OS. You have to update it over Windows Update, which, by the way, is going to take a whole day. How that goes. Upgrade from there to Windows 8. I'm sorry, to Windows 10, and then reset it. And then you'll have what is essentially a clean install. And by the way, at that point, how about doing a system image backup so you have that thing in case it fries later or you replace the hard drive, whatever it is.
Come on, that's crazy talk.
I preach common sense. that's all. I think you should do that kind of stuff. If you can.
Yeah.
This is bad. Carlos reports, Carlos Way in the chat room, after upgrading to Windows 10, Windows 10, my Office Home student key is invalid. He called Microsoft. They said, that's right.
Yep, that's supposed to happen. What?
There is a Windows 10 education version of the product that comes out August 1st, I believe. So I wonder if he needs that.
Another way, okay. What did they upgrade from? What was the version? What do you call it?
He didn't say that, but his office, home student office, is not.
Office.
That shouldn't matter. I mean, that shouldn't
office,
be
home, and student.
Yeah, I don't know why that would matter, but he says he called Microsoft. They said, no. Yeah. Sorry. Hmm. Bad news. That doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I really, foolishly, thought that this day would come and we would have all the answers to these questions. And
No.
Microsoft.
That's okay. That's really okay. You don't expect that.
It'll take some time.
It's actually not okay, to be honest. I mean, I would like to know the answers to these questions. And like I said, I'd like some clarity around how does this work. I mean, it's understandable that people would have a Windows 7, 8, 1 machine, whatever it is, and want to do a clean install. And Microsoft has provided ISOs, which is wonderful, good for them. But, you know, there's this kind of gap there. And I'm a little confused why a valid 7.8.1 machine doesn't just go. You know, it should just work. I don't get it. So.
Do you know what happens when you do Windows? What is it? Windows key, Alt R.
Windows key Alt R.
Is this a quiz?
It's a quiz. Apparently,
is this something I should not do?
Gizmodo
says, Windows
key
R is.
Chris Mills says Windows 10 is hiding a great video capture tool.
All right, so actually it's Windows key G. It brings up this is not a great capture tool. So Windows key G. Brings up the game record, the game bar.
Oh, it's the game recorder. Okay.
It's the game recorder. And so what you can do is actually fake it out because if it doesn't recognize the app that you're running as a game, it will say, is this a game? And they say, no, of course it's a game. And then you can record a video, you know.
Of anything on the screen.
Of anything. All right. Yeah.
Should I in capital letters from Ninja Cat, should I update my 4 or 5 year old laptop to Windows 10?
Oh, jeez.
You wanted to take questions.
You know, here's what I would say to Ninja Cat.
If you have to
ask, the answer is no.
Yeah, but this
well,
is
you can though because it runs on almost anything that runs Windows 7.
Isn't that the experience we're having? Is that it in fact runs better than 7 and 8 in general?
You know what?
I'm not sure.
It should technically, but the point is. I think for most normal people, you have this system. It's got apps installed. It's got personal settings and data is on there and whatever. And like, why would you bother? You know, 4 or 5 year old computer.
Right.
Just keep using it for another year or whatever and replace it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that old, you know.
Hey, I meant to ask you last week, and Steve Gibson and I were talking on Security Now about this Wi-Fi Sense thing. I think I might have briefly brought it up.
Yeah, I think. Yep.
There's more clarity on this now, right?
Right. What I said at the time. Well, I think I've always been clear on it. But I what I asked you at the time was, I was curious what he thought about it.
He asked. He said, "Ask you." Because just to give you the ground.
Yeah. So
this is a feature in Windows that allows you. I think it's a great idea, frankly. When your friends come over, right, and they want to use your Wi-Fi, you have a couple of choices. This happens here. You can tell them out loud the password, or if you really like, I don't want you to know, you can enter it. You can say, well, give me your machine. I'll log you in. But, of course, all machines, all phones store that password forever. So you have, in effect, given them the keys to your Wi-Fi. Microsoft's introduced something new called Wi-Fi Sense that does some sort of social sharing. It allows your friends to come in and get on your network without any intervention on your part, right? Is that right?
But you're not actually giving them.
You don't have to give them the keys.
The other thing is, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So first of all, this feature debuted in Windows Phone about a year and a half ago. This is the reason why a lot of Wi-Fi product providers create the notion of you have two networks, one that you can share with others, one that's a private network.
Guest network, yeah.
People want this kind of stuff. Wi-Fi Sense does other things as well. In fact, I experienced this for the first time on the trip here, where common Wi-Fi hotspots that require you to enter information, it will actually provide, as it turns out, baloney information to those hotspots without you having to worry about it. And you just connect to them. And actually, that's a really useful feature.
Very useful.
And so I think Mary Jo linked to this article from Ars Technica, which basically explains that this is of no concern whatsoever. I would also point out, and I did in the show notes, that this is opt-in, by the way. Actually, stop right there. Look, go back up to that screenshot. You'll see it says, share network with my contacts. It's not checked by default. You have to explicitly right. say, I want to do this before it happens.
That was what I told Steve. And I think that at that point, he said, oh, okay, fine. It would only be...
But Mary Jo, what's your understanding of the...
Yeah, same. You know, we're seeing a lot of scare headlines, yeah. right?
Because it generates traffic.
Right. And instead it's like, well first this has been around for a while. Yeah. Yeah. Number one.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And number two, you can shut it off. The end.
The end. But, and it's not even on. Unless you have to say, I want this.
Right. I got a prompt for it and it said, I think it says something like, your Wi-Fi sense needs attention. And then it prompts
always needs attention.
Right. It prompts you, you go there, it says, hey, do you want to share this? No. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, it doesn't seem that big.
Yeah.
I have seen people react to this in a very negative way. And you know, Windows Phone 8.1 over a year ago when I first saw it, I was like, wait a minute, what is this? I mean, like my reaction to this was if you get a new phone that has this on it, as part of the setup process, it actually has a screen for Wi-Fi sense. And my advice at the time was, you know what? Just turn it off. You know, uncheck it. And you can go back and configure this anytime you want. There's no reason during setup to even worry about this. In Windows 10, not Windows Phone, it's interesting because, A, there's nothing about it in setup. Although I would imagine maybe... I should go back and look. Maybe it's part of Express settings. But
part of the issue might be that you might say yes to that prompt, which comes up all the time, not knowing what you're doing.
But it's off by default. And right. Most people, you're entering a password into a wireless network that you have. So you have the password. So most people, it's like password type, enter. You know, right. You don't really tend to click on extra stuff. You know, so I don't know. I mean, for my friends come over to watch a football game or something, they get on the Wi-Fi. I don't care. Like,
right.
To me, that's not really a concern.
What do we know?
And by the way,
go ahead.
I should also point out, your friends on an iPhone or an Android phone, they're not getting your password. That's not how this works. I mean, it doesn't just like throw
it's
passwords.
Windows, Windows to people. Windows only.
Yeah, you have to have Windows and modern, like really recent versions of Windows.
Okay.
And so let's face it, no one has those friends. So no worries at all. I mean, yeah.
No, I don't think anybody ever has come into my house with a Windows phone.
Well, Leo, I intend to change my
I have a Windows phone. I love my 1520, but no one else. I've never seen anyone else.
Yeah.
How about the Raspberry Pi Windows 10 edition? What do we know about that?
Guess what? Windows 10 IoT RTM this week.
Oh, good.
They didn't really talk that much about it, but yeah, the version for Raspberry Pi is out, and you can get that. There's also the RTM bits for the. It's free. x86 for Minnow Board Max.
Okay. Minnow Board must be another one of those.
Minnow Board Max? I've never
heard of Minnow Board Max.
Yeah, it's another hobbyist. Yeah. Like a mini.
Right. Computer. Raspberry Pi is the ARM based one. This is the x86
one. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of neat. It's an x86 little breadboard thing. Right. That's cool.
Yep.
That's right, cool. Right. Let's see. I have other questions, but I've forgotten them. They've all gone out of my mind. By the way, dev.windows.com/IoT. Thank you, JBR.
Right. Actually, we don't have show notes, but the final or the, I guess, the first version of the Windows 10 SDK is now available. So if you're writing or want to write applications for Windows 10, that happened today.
Yep. Get ready for a slew of link-bait articles. BBC's already started.
Excellent.
No, I guess it's edri.org about the new Microsoft license and how it's a complete invasion of your privacy and Microsoft will own you for the rest of your life. That's going to happen.
Yep, that's true. That's true. And if you back up photos to OneDrive, basically Microsoft owns your family. So. Yep. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
I am almost done copying my ISO files. I'm going to do a very long back of the book today. No, I think my finish, I will have Windows 10 by the end of Twig. It's now my new.
Okay.
But that's not bad. It downloaded faster than I thought. I really did not expect a fast download.
And I think the folks from Twig are going to be ecstatic to find out you're doing this. So.
And I would have, by the way, probably, had I said just install in place, yeah. I'd be a lot farther along. But it's taken me an hour to make the site.
I am not convinced you would be done. But yes, you would be further along.
I'd be farther along. Yeah.
Yep.
And had I known then what I know now.
Oh, Leo, I say that every day.
I would have never gotten married in the first place. So, yikes. No, that's the wrong show. Let's take a break. Anybody else have any questions, big, important questions?
So is it true that people in the Insider program automatically get a pro license? I thought you guys just said that, but I don't remember.
Yeah, they did say that in there. I don't know if that's true. Do you get a pro? You do. You do.
Okay, even if I don't know that that's... Right, so here's the deal.
Right.
If you had installed Pro some months ago, yeah. which most people were doing, and you upgraded along,
yeah.
you get Pro. There's no questions.
Nice.
If you later in during the beta, I don't remember when this switched over, how this worked, but if you took a home-based machine and you upgraded, you would get Home and you get Home. You
so know, not everybody will, to know, but early adopters will.
You couldn't go in today and say, well, now I want Pro and let's get that. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think I raised this as an issue because, you know, a month or so ago, whatever it was, I was like, you know, back in the day, they only had Pro. And a lot of people with, like, home, you know, Windows 7 Home Premium or, you know, Windows 8 One Core or whatever would have installed the preview on the system. And if they never revert to Windows 7 or 8 One again and they just keep upgrading... I mean, you can't upgrade from Pro to Home. Like, I mean, they're just going to get Pro, and that is what happened.
Right. How many? I'm just curious in the chat room. How many of you are now have success? Well, see, here's the problem. Most of you probably are Windows Insiders, so you've been using Windows 10 for a while now, like the final install. How many of you installed it today and are running it right now? Maybe I could ask that. And how many
non-insiders?
Yeah. You did. Robert is in our studio. You installed it today, but you were an insider. Yeah, but you had a machine that was uninstalled. You were still at Windows 8, and you installed it. All right, good. And it went well. And he's going. How about was it an install in place or was it a clean install?
One yes, one no.
Okay. Huh. I'm doing a clean install. I yesterday took the Dell and went back to factory, you know, rolled it all the way back to 8.0 and then went to 8.1 with all the updates. And now I'm doing the ISO. So I'll have a good test point.
I know I've asked this question before, but you have recovery.
No,
media.
Screw that. Who needs that?
Yikes.
No, I didn't. Oh, wait. No, I just overwrote.
I have a little tidbit about Windows 10 that I haven't seen widely reported, but a German publication reported this a while ago. And if you do upgrade to Windows 10 from 7 or 8 and you decide you hate it, you have 30 days to roll back.
It says that in the in the recovery
control
panel.
I know, it does, but a lot of people don't realize it. And I think it might make some people calmer and more interested.
Yeah, only is good for 30 days, but you have a month, and then
you have a month,
which you can still roll back to your previous version of Windows.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I talked to Microsoft on Monday, we talked about this feature, and a lot of people at Microsoft actually think it's a little too easy to roll back to the previous version. And you know, previous versions of Windows, when you upgraded from another version, it creates like a Windows old folder, which allows you to get at your stuff from that install, but also, you know, roll back. But in Windows 10, they added it to settings. So if you go to the, whatever it's called, recovery, the update and security section of settings, which is where Windows Update is, and you go down to recovery, you know, reset this PC is in their advanced setup. But if you upgraded, you also get revert to the previous version of the OS. And they really, you know, it's kind of a neat feature.
Yeah.
But I understand why some at Microsoft are saying, no, don't make it that easy.
It's like the easiest thing we've done in Windows 10, is give people the ability to roll back to previous versions. Smart. But you know what? To be honest, it is smart.
I have to ask this one more time. Mm-hmm.
So during the Insider program, they gave you a dummy activation key. Everybody got the same key.
Yeah.
I know. You don't want to talk about it, but we got to. I am sitting as a normal human using Windows 8.1, which on a machine that I bought with Windows 8.1 on it. I have no idea. As you said, it's hidden what my key is. Yep. Will I be asked for a key at this upgrade point, or is it not needed?
During setup, you will be asked for a key.
What should
you
can
choose to skip.
Skip.
You should skip.
Why are they asking for a key?
Because you might have bought Windows 10.
Oh, I might have bought
a key that came with it.
Yeah. Okay. So that is a source of... I can understand now why people are confused. Yep. So you will be asked for a key. Don't think that means you need a key.
Well, don't think it means you don't need a key. This is the question. And so what I'm saying is it's July 29th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And today, some number of people clean installed Windows 10 using the ISO that Microsoft, by the way, provided, you know, on their website, on a machine that qualifies to be upgraded to Windows 10, thinking that this should work, and I agree that it should. We'll see. Because, like I said, in my experience over the past couple of weeks, there were a number of machines that I clean installed with the RTM version of Windows 10, and they did not activate immediately, but they did activate over time.
Okay. And I have this is not a machine that was in the Insider program. This is a machine that was never upgraded to anything. It just is running the latest version of Windows. I will be asked for a key, which I don't have. It's not inside my little treasure chest.
No, you won't.
Chest.
You won't. No. And you won't find it. It won't be there anywhere.
Look, all I want. There are programs you can run. Don't. You don't have to.
It's on the BIOS. Or the firmware, whatever.
Skip, and Windows 10 will find it and send it to Microsoft and activate it. Maybe not immediately over a period of time.
And maybe not at all. This is the thing. So 1 week from today, we really don't know. What I'm going to be curious to find out is how this goes. But like I said, worst case scenario.
Remember
what we're talking about here. You have an existing computer, and you've decided to blow it away and clean install Windows 10.
Right.
So if you have to restore back to Windows, whatever, 8.1, who cares? I mean, you've already blown it away. It's an inconvenience, but it's not like you've lost anything. So,
and if you're doing an install in place, not a clean install, it shouldn't ask you for anything. It's just going to upgrade you.
Right. That's right. That's exactly.
It's only for a clean install.
But in your case, in other words, let's say today you complete the upgrade, the clean install, and it literally says not activated. You get like a decimal top watermark, whatever. Give it a couple of days.
Yeah.
If it's next Wednesday and we're talking again and it's still not activated, I mean, guess what? It's never going to activate. So restore back to Windows 8.1, upgrade from there, and then reset it. That's a clean install, basically. Take it from there.
And so that's why you want to make sure you have the recovery disk made.
Yes. I think what a lot of people are looking for is certainty, which Microsoft does not provide. But more important, what they're looking for is answers to questions like, but what if, you know, what if the hard drive or the SSD or whatever fails and I have to replace some component? What if this, that, whatever the other thing is? You know, and there are things you can do to prepare for those what ifs. And those involve doing things like system image backups and whatever. I mean, what people want to hear is, okay, something's gone south. It's not my fault. I want to do a clean install. I've already upgraded this machine. It should work. I mean, I got information from Microsoft in the past that suggested that this should be fine. But again, I think it's important that people be prepared because, you know, Mary Jo knows, and we know we've talked about this. I mean, we've got a lot of things from Microsoft this year. It's not always kind of panned out. You
know? And the best recommendation is to not do a clean install. Do an upgrade in place. And if you want a clean install, then go to recovery options and recover Windows 10. And there's two sections, you know, keep your data and erase everything and start over and do that second one.
That's
a clean install.
If you used Windows 8 or 8.1, you're familiar with PC reset and PC refresh, right? And so if you haven't, though, I think a lot of people haven't. You know, people were running Windows 7. There is a recovery portion of update of settings. They've combined those two tools into one thing. It's just called Reset This PC. During the wizard, you get to choose, you know, what you want to do. It basically is a clean install.
Yeah, because it's wiping out everything. In fact, I just did it to get me back to the Dell original factory state.
It works very well. It works very quickly as well.
Yeah, and it works great.
So
in
it's a neat thing.
It's the same thing as 8.
You're running a modern version of Windows 7 or newer. You need to recreate a recovery drive or a recovery disk, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
always have that available.
Yeah.
Just in case, because sometimes that stuff on the disk, you know, gets blown away. It doesn't work. And if you're if you care about your data and if you care about the applications you install and you want to retain that stuff, whatever it is, do a system image backup.
All right.
You
know,
there's stuff you can do. There's stuff you can do.
My ISO is completed. It's right here.
Okay. Rufus did not crash.
Rufus did not crash. Should I reboot, press F12, which is the Dell, of course.
Yep. So you want to do it. You literally want to blow this. You want to nuke from space.
No, I shouldn't do that. What should I do? I should. That's
you should,
right.
You
I should do what we just said I should do.
You should run setup from right off the.
Right off the key.
Yep.
Okay.
The USB disk. Yep.
Actually, I could do it. I also have the ISO on my hard drive.
But
which
you made
should
the disk.
I made it. All right, I made it. All right. I made it. It's good to have. Running setup. I guess I should show you all. Just so you can enjoy my pain. And now I'm getting the UAC. I'm going to say yes. And close that out.
Here it's interesting, you know, running this upgrade off of the USB setup media.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, yeah. I'm actually not 100% sure if you'll get that product key.
I think not, because I'm upgrading an existing. So download and install updates recommended. Yeah, okay. We always
do that.
Yeah.
The one thing you'll see is eventually, this will take a little while, but you'll eventually get to a screen where it will sort of assume that what you want to do is keep everything, but you can change that and keep nothing. And I would recommend that in your case because you're doing a clean install.
So this will be a clean install in effect, even though I don't have to.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is the piracy, you know, the activation stuff, is that the same or have they got a new system? In other words, remember they used to do, some sort of hash of all your hardware?
No, it is the same. And in fact, this is something – seriously, we're less than 24 hours since this thing has come out. And I've already received a number of emails, including from one person who spoke with Microsoft support about this very issue. In other words, I accept this upgrade, and I upgraded my system. It works great. Everything's fine. But I have to replace my hard drive. And now they're worried, well, I'm going to lose Windows 10. I got to go back and I pay for it.
No,
of thing.
No, no, no. That's never been a problem.
Guys, that has never been how it works. Right. It's not going to – but this falls into the thing we talked about earlier. People are so convinced that Microsoft is going to screw them over at some point. And it's like, guys, this they always err on the side of the user, you know, always. And worst case scenario
Should I read these license terms? Is that a good idea?
No, Leo. We've got 5 minutes left.
I feel I should read these. Maybe I should read them out loud.
Yeah, would you?
So we could all share these.
Let's debate some of the legal minutiae that may occur.
The software periodically checks for system and app updates, and let's just accept that. Who's going to read that? Choose right, what
go.
To so keep.
Is, yeah, you will get. Well, let's see
no,
what
now it's doing
first,
updates but. Again. I already did that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back of the book coming up. It's still possible that I will have a working Windows 10 machine.
Leo, I couldn't disagree with you more.
It's not really possible.
Oh, yeah. Checking for updates, 2%. You might be right. Yeah, I may be going through another.
You may be the master of time and space, but I can assure you this is not it.
They have a little bit more to go. Just a touch.
Just a little.
Have you ever been in charge of hiring for your company? I say that with a deep sigh since I have. it's not the most pleasant thing you've ever done in your life, probably, but it can be pleasanter. And it is, after all, as an employer or HR person, maybe the most important thing you do. I mean, the right people make a huge difference. The wrong people will cause you problems for as long as they work for you. Turns out, I didn't know this, but summertime is a great time to hire people because a lot of people are on vacation. So you're competing with fewer people for that great employee. Best way to do it right now, ZipRecruiter.com. Because instead of posting just one or two job boards or going through the trouble of posting to a bunch of them, you can post to 100-plus job boards with a single click of the mouse and Twitter and Facebook. Now, you might say, well, gosh, what do I want? I don't want a whole bunch of. Yes, you do want a whole bunch of applications, especially since you're not going to get phone calls. No, you're not going to get emails. All your candidates roll into the ZipRecruiter interface where you can easily screen the candidates, rank them, and hire the right one fast. You even can get mobile applications. They have more than 4 million resumes, current resumes on file. So that means that you'll immediately, within 24 hours, have lots of candidates to hire from. That's such a great feature. No wonder 400,000 plus businesses use ZipRecruiter. We got an email from Lisa. She's a happy ZipRecruiter client. She said, I'm a business owner, but I'm a novice when it comes to navigating these job boards, searching for qualified candidates for my company. This morning, another near catastrophe that I avoided due to the help of one customer service agent by the name of Jed. He not only helped me out, but I went above and beyond to make sure I was satisfied. They have great customer service reps at ZipRecruiter. For that, I'm grateful, and I would recommend ZipRecruiter to anyone. We recommend it to you. Give it a try today. ZipRecruiter.com/windows. You got 4 days free. That's enough probably to get the exact right person in there. And, of course, anytime you need support, their great customer service reps are there for you. ZipRecruiter.com/windows. 18% on the updates. What the heck's that all about? I just downloaded this. How could there possibly be any updates?
Welcome to Windows as a Service.
So they didn't put the updates into the ISO. No. All right. They could have done that. Well, you know, they probably have the means. Yeah.
By the way, updating the ISO from time to time would be nice.
So you think I'm getting exactly 10240?
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, you are, definitely. Yeah.
So that's why. And you guys.
By the way, that's the first thing that we've been able to answer definitively today. Yes, yeah. You are getting it.
That's the whole thing. So this is really kind of old, the ISO I got.
It's kind of boring, frankly.
Boring. No, but I'm just saying, how many updates? How much did you have to update 10240?
Not that much at all.
Not that much? Okay.
No.
All right.
That could change.
And look, we want that, right? We want the latest, freshest. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Although, you know, give somebody, you know, give Joe, one of the interns, the updates. Have him go over to the ISO server and put the new stuff
just
in.
Yeah, just slipstream them in.
Slipstream them in. Cause
that's just a thought. Yeah. So, in other words, actually, by the way, I would argue every month you should do that. When, you know, when you download the ISO from Microsoft.com, whatever, it should always be the latest version. That should be the point. And we'll see how they handle that. But, you know. I think we have enough experience with Microsoft, I guess.
66%. Paul, speak slowly when you give us your tip of the week.
Yikes. So I'm not going to speak that slowly.
Oh, all right.
You may recall, Windows 8 didn't get a lot of credit with the desktop people because, obviously, it was a bunch of touch-first baloney. But, actually, there were a bunch of neat Windows desktop stuff going on in Windows 8. And some of that moves forward to Windows 10, and some of it gets improved in Windows 10. And one of those things are the Windows key-based keyboard shortcuts that debuted in Windows 8, which I thought were really cool. In Windows 8, we had things like, you know, Windows key plus C to bring up charms, you know, that kind of stuff. In Windows 10, they're using the Windows key for a lot of things, but among them are window and application and also desktop management. And so a lot of people are familiar with Alt plus Tab, you know, for switching between running applications. In Windows 10, you can use Alt plus Tab to bring up the task view, which is kind of like a persistent version of a version of Alt plus Tab in that it sits there on the screen, and then you can, you know, either move around with the keyboard or with the mouse and access the window that you want. But there's a bunch of other Windows keyboard shortcuts that I think are really cool related to Snap, which are based on the stuff, the ones that debuted in Windows 8, where you can, you know, Win key plus left arrow to snap something to the left side of the screen. And of course, in Windows 10, what you also get is Snap Assist. And so, in addition to snapping something to the screen, you get kind of a nice grid view of the other applications and open windows on your computer. And you can optionally choose, if you want to snap something else to the other side of the screen. So you can run these things side by side, or you can just hit Escape and get out of there. And so, there's a bunch of these things. Most of them are Windows key based. Some of the newer ones include such things as the ability to create and manage virtual desktops. And so these are new to Windows 10. So Win key plus Control plus D will create a new virtual desktop. And if you're familiar with Windows, you know, I just got a really loud sound in my headphone. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, it sounds like Rubber Band Man. Rubber Band Man.
At least since Windows 8 and possibly Windows 7. I think Windows 8, though. WinKey plus D has always done display the desktop.
18% complete installing Windows.
Right. So the part of setup you're on, people can't see that, but this is the full screen part of setup that runs without the computer rebooting. So this is actually just an application.
And I asked it to start fresh. So I said, wipe out all my files and settings and everything. Nice. So this is as good as a clean install is going to be, right? This is a clean install.
So right now, you're still in Windows 8.1. This is just an application that's running.
It
will tell you you can reboot and whatever. And then when it does reboot, what you're going to get is that gauge, the progress gauge.
Similar to previous Windows installs, right?
Although the display is quite different in Windows 10 after you reboot. So anyway, as far as the Windows key shortcut stuff goes, I mean, the point here is the snap stuff is pretty much carried over from Windows 8. It's still new, I think, to a lot of Windows 7 people. But there's new keyboard shortcuts related to virtual desktops, creating them, closing them, switching between desktops, that kind of stuff. And so I think people like me who like to keep their hands on the keyboard, it's kind of neat to be able to do keyboard shortcuts that are applicable to new features of Windows 10. And there's actually a bunch of them in Windows 10. You know, if you have Hey Cortana configured, you can type Windows key plus C, which used to bring up the charms, and that will bring up Cortana commands. That's kind of a cool thing to do.
So here's restarting. This is it. This is goodbye to Windows 8.
Yep.
Hello, Dell. So can I remove the installation media now?
No.
Come on, Vol. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Nope, don't do that. You're going to get a circle with a number. There
I'm seeing that. 0%. By the way, as we're doing this, Steve Martin is also doing this. He says, staring at my Windows computer, come on, baby, update.
When you say Steve Martin, do you mean comedian Steve
Martin? Comedian Steve Martin. Now downloading Windows 10 from the website. My heart's a bit broken that it wasn't automatic. 53%, 76%. This is 16 minutes ago. This is as we're talking. 127%.
I'm ecstatic that Steve Martin is a Windows user.
189%. 263%. My printer is smoking. Green ooze is now coming out of my USB ports. Oh, my God. A Bill Hates hologram is now standing in my office saying, have you been good? Well, here goes nothing going offline. And now we've heard nothing from him ever since.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Steve,
this process
fine.
Takes a little while. You have to reboot a couple of times. Yeah. It's all good.
Steve may be watching. He's a fan. So it's possible he's actually doing this as we're doing this together. Now we know he's not watching. He's watching that.
Not in his computer, he's not.
Yeah, he's watching that. Your PC will restart several times. Sit back and relax.
Which, by the way, I find to be a little pandering.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, it's almost saying, just, stop. No, don't touch that. Just shut up.
Yeah.
We'll handle it from here.
I know you're nervous because that's how you are.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's going to be fine.
We know you really, you're just going to be a pain in the butt. But please, try to refrain from you being your usual self and...
Exactly. Could you be a better version of you while we're doing this, please?
We're busy right now. We don't have time to handle your concerns.
I'm so glad someone else reads into this like I do, because that really bothers me.
Your anxieties are not our problem. Sit down. We'll let you know when we're done.
You're not the person we're going to call in an emergency anyway. So let's go have a sandwich. Don't worry about it. That's how I read that.
Me too. And maybe we're taking this a little too personally.
Oh, you guys are taking it too far. Yeah. Come on. It's just a friendly message.
Yeah.
I think it's a very healthy relax.
It's when the pilot says.
What would you say? What if it said, take it easy, go have a beer, come back later?
That I'd
like
mind.
It more, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm relaxed.
I don't think it needs to have any life advice. In other words,
you're right. You could leave that sentence out and just say, we're going to restart a few times.
This is business. This is not life coaching. your computer's being updated. That's all.
Hey, come on. We're in the world of Cortana saying, hey, how's it going, Paul?
Hey, I wish Cortana had spoken up and said something.
I'll be with you soon, Leo. You can figure, hey, Cortana, right? And it's hard not to be like, hey, Cortana.
Hey.
It's hard not to adopt kind of a tone.
Hey. Hello, Cortana.
Hey, baby.
Dare I ask, Paul, what's your software pick of the week?
Obviously, it's Dropbox, Leo.
Dropbox. No.
No. So there was a little software update this week. I'm not sure if you caught wind of it, but it's called Windows 10, and yeah. I think it's pretty great.
Both you and Mary Jo, we should reiterate, we said it at the beginning of the program, say, do it. Just do it.
I was very interested to see what Mary Jo thought of this. She resisted it like a trooper for months and months.
She likes it.
Yeah. I just, like I said, I didn't want to have to deal with the updates. Because I saw you guys just struggling when new builds would come out. I'm like, oh, I don't have time to do that.
So it's saying copying files 59%. Then it's going to say installing. And then it's going to say configuring. So this, it's not the same look, but it's a similar process as any other Windows install has been for the last decade or so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. And actually, behind the scenes, it's doing exactly the same stuff.
Right. Is it me, or does it look like the circle is pulsing with...
You might have boom, boom, some boom, kind boom. Of a boom, boom. A stroke boom, type boom. Situation. No, it actually literally is pulsing. Yeah.
Mary Jo Foley. Well, you know, Wes, go ahead. Okay. No, no.
Oh, I was, you know, you have when the computer doesn't appear to be doing something for a long time, you have to give some visual cue that progress is occurring, right? So, you know, there's a process later in the setup, you know, structure that. We're installing apps, and the screen kind of vibrates between colors. And I think part of that is just we're going to cycle the colors because we don't want you to think we've frozen, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? As anybody knows from staring at rotating hourglasses or beach balls that never end, the computer is completely capable of cycling those colors.
And still cycling
colors. And be dead to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
This pulsing could be happening completely. It's kind of the autonomic nervous system of the computer. It could actually be brain dead right now. Oh, 25%.
See, that helps. The little little bump there.
And it's just a slight like blinking of the circle on and off. Just like I'm breathing. It's okay.
It's like a Cylon thing.
It's meant to be calming.
Sit back and relax.
Right. Which, by the way, not relaxing. It's like when you tell someone to calm down.
Calm down is the never worst Guess thing what, you can say.
But never happens
calm
when
down.
You tell
someone. Calm down. Man, yeah. If I say calm down to Lisa at any point, she will slug me.
Oh, you did.
It's guaranteed that I will get punched.
Whatever was going to happen, you've lost.
You want me to calm down? I'll show you calm.
I'll give you something to calm down about.
I'll give you. You calm down. All right, Mary Jo Foley, your enterprise pick of the week.
Yes, my enterprise pick of the week is Office 2016 for Windows. This is not the same thing we were talking about earlier. Not the universal Office apps for Windows. Not that. This is the full-blown Office, next version of Office for Windows. And we've known for a while it's coming later this year, but in a blog post today, Microsoft just quietly inserted the word September.
Ah.
So now we know Office 2016 for Windows will be out in September. In July, they made the Mac version of Office 2016 available, but only for Office 365 subscribers, you may remember. And they said in September also that there will be an opportunity for Mac users, if they don't want to do the subscription route, to buy it as a one-time purchase. So I don't know if this will be the same for Windows. I'm thinking it probably will. But right now we don't know the price. And we don't even know if the Office 2016 for Windows will require Office 365 as the first wave of people who get it. But we do know September now is the date. So that's good. We have a time frame.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yes.
And we get that for free if we're subscribers. It just happens. And your code name of the week.
Yes. So we talked earlier about Threshold 2 being the fall release update, kind of a major pack of updates for Windows 10. But next year, there are going to be two updates also for Windows 10. And the code name of those are Redstone. So it's probably going to be Redstone 1 and Redstone 2, probably spring, fall. And the reason I'm bringing up the Redstone code name again is I've seen some people get confused calling what's coming this fall Redstone. But it's not. This fall is Threshold 2. Then next year is Redstone 1 and Redstone 2. That is not going to be Windows 11, by the way. It's still going to be Windows 10, just some new, bigger batches of updates. And the Redstone codename comes from Minecraft. And Minecraft beta for Windows 10 is out today, too. We didn't mention that earlier.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is it universal?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yep.
You have to pay for it. It's like a paid app, isn't it?
It is on other
devices. It's a paid app unless you already have Minecraft on your PC, I think. Then you get it for free.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's $10. Yeah, Windows 10 edition.
That's what it is on iPad, too.
Yeah.
68%. It's already rebooted at least once. 85% of the installing features and drivers. So we're getting close. There's another
reboot. By the way, you are getting close. This last bit, the last 20% happens very quickly.
Yeah. My goal is still intact, although we are at the beer pick of the week.
Yes.
Recommend a six pack.
You might need one after this week.
I can't believe it's only
Wednesday.
Yeah. Anything will do.
I know. So I decided to do a beer pick from Redmond, Washington.
Yay.
In celebration of Windows 10. So I picked a beer from Black Raven Brewing, a really great brewery there. It's called Kitty Cat Blues Infused Pale in honor of the Ninja Cat theme from earlier. I have never had this beer, even though I picked it, because I still haven't been to Black Raven. I think Paul and I need to go to Redmond and go on a brewery
Paul's
tour.
Paul's gone somewhere.
Paul's asleep.
I think he took
now.
That sit backs and relax comment a little personally.
Ooh. Yeah, he did. He's done. He's done for the day.
He's in Lyon.
He's thinking about a beer.
He's in Lyon.
But check out the link in the show notes below that, which is kind of fun.
What do we got here?
This is a picture I took yesterday at Rattle and Hum.
Uh-huh.
It's Oops. The wall.
Oh! It says hello.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at
Hey, did we make it?
We might have made it. Let's talk slowly.
That's incredible.
Slowly.
We had to go 30 minutes over for this.
I know. Yeah, we did. This is a picture. This big T is not in honor of Paul, despite its appearance.
It should be, but
This is part of the beer wall at Rattle and Hum. And as you can see, there are some beer stickers on the right. But look what's on the left. It's a Ninja Cat with bacon.
Oh, my God.
It's at Rattle, guys. I don't know.
So somebody snuck in and did that, huh?
Somebody
snuck in. Was it a gay ball edition?
There is a signature on it. If you can zoom in enough, it says Gabe.
It
does say Gabe.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
He snuck in.
Well, he finally got there.
Yep.
Now, what should I do here? It says get going fast.
Express. You want to get going fast, Leo.
Oh, yeah. Use the express settings.
Although I am curious if Wi-Fi sense is in there. But, yeah, express.
Oh, that would be a bad one, wouldn't it?
It's okay. No, it's
fine. I'm touching it, but nothing's happening. Can I remove the media?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, just click it. It should work.
I did.
I would say during setup,
it's not responding
at all. Well, that was a great
you
episode,
son
everybody.
Of a... I'm going to kill you! Really, seriously.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I got a little rotating circle. That's a good sign, right?
Okay. Yes. I was going to say, sometimes during setup, you click on things and it actually takes a second.
It's thinking. So don't, I'm doing, that's why I'm doing this, by the way, on the air, because I want people to understand kind of what it's going to feel like, how it's going to, what your experience is and all of that. All right. So don't freak out.
Don't freak out. Your experience might be easier, people.
Yeah, freaking out, sometimes it's nice to release
I'm
that.
I want to point out, had I not done the wrong thing and.
It was pretty smooth otherwise.
Yeah,
right?
I I would be done by now. Password. So this is where I would do my Leo, my Outlook thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's
right. And then, Hopefully, the sad thing is, of course, I have a long, unmemorable, complicated Microsoft password.
We'll come back next week.
No, I'm going to enter it because I am.
Hopefully. Also protected by dual-factor authentication.
It is, which means I will also have to launch my authenticator. I understand all that. I've done this before. I've been here before. So you guys just chill out. let's see. Outlook. Yeah, if I'd known I was going to have to enter this all the time, I would have made it monkey 1234. But unfortunately, okay, it is more than 20 characters, or maybe it's 20 exactly. It's... long. What are you drinking there, Paul? Is that wine?
Chardonnay.
Looks like a nice white. Is it a Lyon? Is it a local wine?
It was provided by our French hosts.
Oh, nice. Somebody's ringing my doorbell at home. You hear that, right?
That's a nice image.
Boy, is that tasty. That is Paul right there. That is the thumbnail for the show right now. All right, entering my two-factor authentication for my Microsoft account. Hitting return. This should be the last step, right? Shouldn't it be? Should I be done?
So. In theory.
You should be done, but you're not quite
Paul
done.
Likes to say.
Oh, it's asking for a pin. Well, I like to. So what, actually, now, by the way, that's a nice feature that does that now instead of later.
So I'm when they started that Windows Phone, you know, they prompted you for the pin.
Yeah, I like that.
Which I like.
Well, because so in 8, you had to enter. You had to do that. Go into the control panel.
Yeah, you had to go in explicitly. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Hello, Cortana. Oh, she's so cute. Yep. Just a moment. Oh, we're so close, my friends. We are so close. Just a moment.
So anyone who's installed Windows 8.1 knows that this part of setup is horrible because it says hi.
Hi.
Just doing a couple of things. Yeah. You know, and it took like 15, 20 minutes.
Isn't that what we were doing before?
In Windows 10, this actually goes very quickly. It says this won't take long. They're not joking. It actually doesn't take long.
Setting
in
up
Windows
8.1,
this took several minutes. Several minutes.
Yeah.
This actually goes pretty quick, and it's like, and eventually, you know, we'll say, "Yep, we're done."
Okay, this is where it pulses the screen, and changes colors, making me think it's still alive. Yeah. Even though, of course, as we know, if I had more apps, would this take longer?
No, this is a clean install. So what is actually installed? So. The interesting. So how do they make this faster?
It's not looking up my apps that I own and installing.
It's not
those.
Your apps. It's literally installing the built-in apps.
Oh, okay.
And so the interesting thing is, if depending on the system, I've had some mini tablet. It took kind of a long time. Eventually, it just kind of craps out and says, "Okay, here, you know, you're in." And what you find is that those apps are still installing after you run Windows, and
there's still more
tiles on. Yeah, they're still happening. You know,
by the way, ever ask for a serial number. I presume it's going to be activated, right? Or well, that's one of the things I'm curious about when we get to the.
That's hilarious that you think that, but yeah, okay. So we'll see. Well, no, you did a set. Well, okay, actually, you did an upgrade, so it should now be taking care of a few things.
He should be okay because it's an upgrade.
Oh, rate. Let's start.
There we go. We're in.
Wait a minute. No, tell me.
No, we're in. We're in.
Oh my God!
And so you don't have anything on the desktop. So here's two things to do.
Okay.
Windows key and X.
Yeah.
Bring up the little power user menu.
Yeah. Okay. Windows key X. Okay. Is it start menu?
That would be funny if that started.
I'm just going to cry right now. Okay.
So
what should I do?
Go device manager.
Device manager.
Near the top.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
All right. So there's some stuff that's not installed, but. You'll probably get those via Windows
over
update.
Time.
So
if
this were me, I would leave that open to see that.
Just to watch it come in. An update is being installed. OneDrive is OneDrive. Oh, Papa. But I don't see any activation or non activation or anything. It looks
you don't. So
it's done.
Windows key plus I.
Okay. Well, this is so exciting. Windows I. Okay.
Go to the bottom one, update and security.
Yeah.
Now you're installing updates now, so that's gonna
happen.
No updates
go down are to activation. Available.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
activation.
No, but that's,
let's see if we're activated. Yeah. Oh, connect to the internet. Well, I already am. Error details. Learn more.
Error. No, it says it's not activated. So go to.
Well, no, it says your product key info should be in the.
No, but it says error. No.
That's details, but it doesn't say there is an error.
Do this. Go back. Hit the back arrow at the top of settings, the top left of the window.
Okay.
Go to personalization, which is on the top right.
You've done this before.
And yep. Okay. No, you're activated. Right here is where you would see problems if you couldn't. Okay.
This is the most exciting day of my entire life, ladies and gentlemen. We have Windows 10. And I did it before
another
the show
Windows
ended.
10 success.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, Mark, don't want to kill the mosquito. You're going to want to.
Paul, stop. Stop. Just stop. We're done. I'm not going to do any more. Go have a glass of wine. We're done. We do Windows Weekly every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC, live.twit.tv, or of course you can catch it on demand after the fact, twit.tv/WW. It's on youtube.com/Windows Weekly. Paul Thurrott is at Thurrott.com. He's in Lyon, so don't expect much posting. No, he's working all the time.
I'm posting.
Constantly. Mary Jo Foley, allaboutmicrosoft.com. This has been a great day for Windows 10. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on Windows Weekly.